vi har bombaklat av sockermada. Kan du understå?
Bombaklat.
Okay. You two, you're looking now to suck and spit out.
You never fucked us. We always fucked Greeks.
You smell it.
Remember that, you motherfucker.
A Turkish.
Never forget. Turks fuck Greeks.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Oh, shit, I forgot the video part of things. Whoops. Near for forgetting something. There we go, video now for you. Whoa, God, that's close. So, why does it look so blown up tonight? Something right about that. Put a little monitor there, make it look... This is my big fucking head. For some reason, I don't feel like doing video tonight. I feel like I got a fat head. Hey, everybody, good evening. Madhouse Radio is on the December the 15th, I believe it is, something like that. Good evening. We're here. I am here by myself right now. Milkman is in the middle of a doctor's appointment. He'll be getting out soon, then he'll call in. Evil already said he wanted to be on, and I'm calling in, and he's not responding. So no Evil already for the time being. But he did express interest in being on tonight, so we'll see. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being on. Again, this is December the 15th, Madhouse Radio Show. Sending your requests. We are expecting them. I am Carl Leader, your host for the evening. If you're not there now, if you're just listening to this on whatever feed you're listening to it, you should join us over at madhouselive.com. Over there is the Request a Prank form, the chat room links. Links to the podcast, or the prank cast, whatever you want to call it. Things like that. All there. Self-explanatory. Figure it out. Send your requests and your comments to me, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. We are on Twitter also tonight. Well, every night, all the time, on Twitter. Not much going on that I really want to talk about. I don't know. Just probably get to some prank calls here pretty soon. Numbers will start filtering in. Usually bullshit for at the beginning, but with no milkman around, really nothing to talk about. But yes, as news explaining in the chat room, PM your numbers to me. Master Momo saying that he's got a number for his old man, his dad. All right, we can do that if you want. If you really want it. Sounds brilliant. And someone asking me here, no Gin Store yet. I don't believe Gin Store will be on tonight. I haven't seen him log in. I think he did mention last week he wouldn't be available this week. He had plans, like sleeping. He had plans for sleeping, but he does expect to join us, I believe, next week. When is Christmas, man? I don't know. Is next weekend Christmas time? I think so. Shit. Two weeks, Mikey 129, thank you. Did hear when on the phone show, I believe, talking about a 24-hour show.
Please leave your message for
me. No, already. 24-hour show in the talks sometime soon here. 24 hours of prank calls, I guess, in different shifts, etc. I'd be happy to do the morning shift as long as I'm not working by then. If I'm still unemployed, I've been interviewing quite a bit this week, so that might be changing pretty soon. I don't expect it to change until the weekend, until the holidays are done, though. Usually places don't hire or don't start you if they hire you. In my experience, twice now I've been hired right before the holidays, and they've always told me, well, you're hired, but, you know, we're not going to start you until, you know, after New Year's. Because that's when fiscal year starts, and, you know, people are coming back from the vacations and stuff like that. No one wants, you know, train you and stuff. Show you the ropes. During Christmas time, too many days off and stuff like that, you know? Yep. The other thing to mention regarding that is they were talking about, well, so what day we're going to do that. I really think we should do that. I was looking at the calendar. The day after Christmas is a Sunday. That's Boxing Day, first of all, in England. Sunday the 26th, I believe, that falls on. So, first of all, you have all the people going back to the stores, returning items. So the stores are actually pretty busy that day after Christmas Day. In the UK and Australia and Canada, I believe, also, it's Boxing Day, so it's a holiday. And on top of that, it's already a weekend. So people are home. Great opportunity, I think. That would be the day to do it. If we were going to do a 24-hour show, it should start the night, Christmas Day night. And then, you know, through those overnight hours through to the day after Christmas. I think that's a prime opportunity for a lot of prank calls to happen. That's just my take on it. You guys do it when you want to do, but I was mentioning to RBCP earlier in the week that that probably would be the best date to do it. And there's still plenty of time to plan around it. But I definitely take the early shift because most of those PLA people, most of you guys are over on the West Coast. I'm kind of here on Cacti Radio East Coast Studios. Anyway. Regardless, yeah, we are on Cacti Radio, cactiradio.com, Blue Planet Prank Call Radio, which is blueplanethosting.us. Thank you, everyone who's listening to us today. And thank you, Brad Carter and Ted Webb, for having us on. We appreciate it. There you go. MSC3 Quest is the 25th of Sunday. I don't know. Whatever. 25th of Sunday. New News calling me a pawn, so apparently I'm wrong on the dates. I don't know. Be honest with you, I don't know what day Christmas is. What day is Christmas Day? The 25th or the 24th? I don't know. I've never gotten that right. I guess it is the 25th. Well, how come my calendar said it was the 26th? I don't know. If you guys are saying it's not, then it's not. My eye is doing better. It's bothering me a little bit. It's a little stinging because I just put some of those drops in it. It's fucking stinging. Sucks. I found out today I was putting in the wrong drops all week. Hopefully it doesn't affect things too negatively. My cool shades. Oh, they're here, but I don't really need them anymore. I watched the video of myself wearing them last week, and it's I do look like Tom Cruise the whole time. Not too good. Well, here we are. Anyway, we got a text message. Sorry, not feeling very good. I'm going to lay down and pass out, Artie says. All right, well, no evil Artie tonight then. Great. No milkman, no evil Artie. If you want to join me on Skype, then now's the time. If you want to join me on the show, UK Ted, I don't know what you're doing. Madhouse.radio on Skype. I think UK Ted did call already. And I wasn't paying attention. It didn't pop up, so I don't know.
Very good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, UK Ted.
Hey, Collins. How's it going, man?
Not bad. You know, no one wants
one
to
one
be...
Club.
No one wants to join me tonight. I don't get it.
What's that?
No one wants to join me tonight. I don't know. On the air. No milk.
Come with me, yeah?
I'm stuck with you.
Oh, I'm the last resort.
You know what I'm doing? I'm taking sugar-free Jell-O and I freeze it and I eat it like ice cream. It's great. I recommend it.
Why would you do that?
Oh.
What are you, a diabetic?
Because I'm tired of eating Jell-O. It's sugar-free. So I freeze the Jell-O so it becomes like a frozen treat. It's better than eating just Jell-O, you know? If you close your eyes, you can pretend it's ice cream. It's cool.
But what happens to Jell-O when it's frozen? Is it just like ice?
It's like ice, yeah. It's really cool. It's like ice, but if you let it melt for a little bit, it becomes like a half Jell-O, half ice thing, and it's really good. That's really, really good. It's on a camera right now. Oh, yeah, I recommend it. Even regular Jell-O, you know?
Ice cubes in your drink. And then it's like a flavored ice cube. But if you put a normal flavored ice cube in your drink, it will melt and the flavors will mix. But with Jell-O, it won't mix.
No?
Will it? I don't know.
I don't know. We got to find out.
Yeah, but you do that. Report back to us.
Report back to you? All right, cool. I'm on it.
Melt for a little bit.
Turn your radio down, Tabachi. You're Mr. Radio over there. Tabachi's joining also. Another thing I did once, I got on this kick where I was like, I used to drink Kool-Aid a lot. And I was concerned that putting ice in Kool-Aid watered it down when it melted. So I was making Kool-Aid in the ice cube trays, you know, to match the flavor of Kool-Aid that I made. So to make the Kool-Aid cold, I would use that in turn. And then I started doing it with, like, you know, like Pepsi and stuff. I was going to drink Pepsi, and I was like, well, this is retarded. You know, you got your ice, you put it in the Pepsi, and it gets all watered down towards the halfway through. So I started freezing, like, Pepsi. You know, if I bought a 2-liter of Pepsi, the first thing I'd do is I'd open it, and I'd fill up an ice cube tray and put it in the freezer. And then later on, when I drank Pepsi, then instead of ice, I used frozen Pepsi cubes. I think that's a great idea.
Dude, that's some good thinking.
Nobody thinks about those things, but I do. I do.
This is why I need to study computer science.
Yeah, computer science.
Hey, I'm going to leave soon, but I just want to let you know I'm available next Thursday after I actually took off. So if you're having me in at the show, that'd be great, man.
Sounds good. Yeah. Give me a call. If you got to go, that's fine. But yeah, definitely I'm. I will plan for that. Sounds good. Milkman.
Sweet. Hey, you guys have a great night.
See you, Tabachi.
Still here, Tabachi. Oh.
All right. Well, we're started. Just call me when you're done, all right?
Oh, okay,
all right, sorry. You want to put you on and you leave when and you can leave when they call you, or is that bad? Yeah?
Yeah, I'll monitor, yeah.
All right, well, let me call you back, all right? Bye. Milkman called me today. He was a little concerned, UK Ted. I don't know if you were aware, but he called me this morning and he said he felt a lump in his breast, so I told him he needed to go to the doctor. And all our listeners, especially the women, should know, do that. You know, if you feel a lump in your breast, you should check every other day. And then I check all the time. Where did UK Ted go? Did I hang up on everybody? I think I hung up on UK Ted. Oh, UK Ted, you're there. Are you? Hello? Put me on hold. Give me just a moment, folks. Call me Milkman here.
Please enjoy the follow.
Hello? Nope. No, Milkman. Now it's going straight to his voicemail.
Please enjoy the follow.
Your phone's not ringing, you horse. I'll try him again later. Ninu says, call Australian horse place and explain what a horse is or the difference between a girl horse and a boy horse. Boy horse. Call Turkish guy, pretend he is Greek, and maybe talk shit about Cyprus. Very good idea. That's true, yeah. Cyprus, point of contention. In the meantime, Eddie's Pizza is here from Big Brendan. Thank you, Brendan, for sending in numbers. First prank call of the night. Here we are. UK Ted is out there being silent. I'm going to drop him. And we'll call him back. And they should have UK Ted call and speak to that guy. Because he'll probably think it's Jen Stewart. He probably would, just with the accent right off the bat. I'll be playing that on the break. If we take a break tonight, I'll be playing that. Prank call from last week, Turkish Horse. I didn't release it to the prank cast because it's Jin's prank. But I did post it on the website, madhouselive.com. Over there in the prank call archives, you can listen to that and enjoy yourself.
Hello?
What happened here? You're just not doing nothing.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, dude. Sorry, I'm at work, so if I go quiet, it means I've done doing some work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I should really be co-hosting radio shows while I'm at work.
Sorry, rude guy. Alright, no problem. Alright.
Sometimes guests need things, you know?
Guests need nothing.
Well...
I call archives.
Alright.
What's going on?
I'm calling somebody.
Concerning Turkish
Pizza? Yes, hi. Is the manager there? I'm supposed to call to speak with him.
Who's calling?
This is Cross.
Cross?
Hello? This is the manager of the store?
Yes?
Listen, I found some hairs in the food that I got.
Oh.
I found hairs, and I think it's feces that were inside the food.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Nope.
Well, that's impossible.
No, it is.
I can understand hair, but feces, let's forget it.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know this is not raisin, sir. This is feces.
Well, we are very clean here.
No.
I take pride over it. I can understand hair once in a while, but feces, I say that you take it to the health department and get it checked out.
Well, I left it at the laboratory, and they said it tested already for E. coli. Already off the bat. They did a test on it already from the beginning.
Okay, well, you know, make your complaints to wherever is necessary.
Okay.
I'm ready to face them.
Well, so I wanted to sue you. I wanted some more information. What was your name?
You cannot sue me. Go get your lawyer. Maybe your lawyer can talk to my lawyer.
Listen, you...
I'm not going to give you any.
You stupid Turkish people coming here and putting shit in the food.
Fucking you, right?
Stupid.
You motherfucker.
You know what? I'm Greek, and I don't appreciate you.
You're Greek, so you are used to taking in the back, right?
No. No, sir. Absolutely not. Your mother is a bitch.
Well, do I have to sue me, you fucking gay Greek? You know what they call you, right?
What's that?
Because you all like to take it in the back.
That's not true.
That's true.
You know what happened?
So many Greeks.
Because the Turks like to fuck men in the ass, so they came to Greece and they did it.
You eat my shit, then.
Yeah.
I put it in the food, and I make you eat it. So, be it.
I'll slap you in the face.
All right, fuck
that
you.
That big, ugly Turkish nose of yours.
All right, get out of here,
you stupid, you
gay Greek.
You horse. That guy's awesome. You guys should all go to Yelp and talk about this guy. That's awesome. Motherfucking gay Greek. Why did you say that? If you're a woman, why you hang up? Why you hang up? You're a woman?
Yeah, I am a woman. You want to come and fuck me?
Yeah, I'm going to go rape you like you did to Greek.
Well, come and do it. Being your wife, I fuck her for you.
No, you're a woman.
You
don't have a dick. You're a woman, you said. So.
Yeah, I got a big dick.
I've got the biggest dick.
How Turks fucked you motherfuckers for centuries? Remember?
No.
If you don't remember, ask your grandpa, grandma, motherfucker. We fuck you all.
That's wrong. That's so fucking wrong. Wow.
Did you get the that last prank call you made a few weeks ago to that guy who's said something similar?
No. What one?
What do you want? You push the malaka?
Listen.
You want more?
Yes.
Well, come on over here if you're a man enough and talk to me face to face.
Listen, you know what your mother and
why
your wife...
Why don't you come here, motherfucker, instead of talking to me on the phone? Bring your ugly face here.
Your mother's.
I'll break it for you.
Your mother's with a Greek man right now.
Oh, fuck you.
She's
and
like,
your
oh,
mother too. You know what? I'm calling the police and I'm going to make a fucking report.
You know
that you called me at this time and I'm sure they are going to find you.
Well, I'm going to make a report
so
that you threatened to rape me and you made racist
fuck
comments.
You motherfucker. Go make your complaint anywhere you like. Just don't bother me.
I have you recorded. I'm going to put this
I'm
on the internet.
I'm calling the police right now.
I'm telling everybody in town about
if
your racism.
You're a man enough. Come on over here.
Okay, and what? I'm going to go over there. I want
talk to me face to face.
The first thing is you give me... Shut up. The first thing is you give me...
Shit, fuck
shut
you
up.
Taiwan.
Taiwan.
The fuck
the,
are you?
The first thing
tell
is you give me the fucking money, you
fuck
stupid
you.
Fucking shit.
Fuck you.
I'm
fuck
controlling.
Your mother, fuck your daughter, fuck your sister, fuck your whole family.
I am in charge of you.
Fucker.
Listen, I'm an American.
Get the fuck out.
You give me the money right now.
Balls, come on over here.
I'm going to go over
I
there.
Give you money before I fuck you in there.
I'm going to give you... 5 minutes when I get down there, and I'm gonna take the cash
I'm
register.
I'm waiting here, motherfucker. Come anytime you want, you piece of shit.
I'm gonna go there and take all that money that you took from me. I'm taking it.
Well, come on over here. I got more than money for
uh-huh.
you.
Oh, what else you got? Why? Because you're
well,
gay.
You're
gay.
And I'll show it to you.
You're gay.
Why
you're gay. You wait. When every
show.
Man go in there, every man go in there. You fuck in the ass.
You are a faggot.
You're a faggot
you sound
yourself.
Like a faggot.
Every
you
man that goes in there, you
faggot.
Fucking the ass. You smell an
we
ass and you get
you.
Horny.
We fucked you. You never fucked us. We always fucked Greeks.
You smell
so
an
remember a- that, you motherfucker.
A Turkish.
Never forget.
Turk.
Okay? Turks fuck Greeks.
Turks fuck Greeks.
He's an angry man.
There's a contender for prank of the night right there. Maybe. Yeah. Title of the show, rather, I should say. Turks fuck Greeks. I hear his name is Uregi. Wow. He did call me Malacca too. That's pretty funny. Fans of the show know what that means. Get some more frozen jello here on me. Yum, yum, yum. I'm telling you, UK trip. This is the only way I'll eat jello now, it's frozen. And no better way to eat jello than frozen now.
Do you ever make vodka jello?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was good.
I used to make that a lot when I was an undergrad.
There you go, it's good stuff. Another thing, this. First on new ones, they took a watermelon and they put a hole in the watermelon and they dumped a whole bottle of vodka inside the watermelon. Filled up the watermelon with vodka and put it in the refrigerator and it marinated inside. And then you just carve the watermelon up. You don't have watermelon in the UK. Can you get watermelon in the UK, I wonder?
See, I thought you were going to tell me a different story when you said they make a hole in the watermelon.
Yeah, but you have to do two holes if you do that, because you need one for the air to come out, because if not, then it doesn't work out.
Right.
If you fuck a watermelon, no, it's a well-known fact. I've tried it myself. You need to have two holes, one for the air, one for the cup. Just saying. I don't know that. I just figure that's how, you know. I figure that's how it works. I don't know.
Take your word for it.
Thank you. Do you guys call it watermelon, or is it called something else over there? Like summer...
Watermelon.
Summer melon. Okay.
Here's watermelon, the magic
yeah.
message.
Watermelon.
Read it and pass it on.
Summer fruit, Mackie, what 29 cents. Rainbow fruit. All right. So, before we did that, I was going to call Eddie. Eddie, yo. I don't know that I want to call Eddie's Pizza. I don't know about pizza. I'm kind of over calling pizza places. Hello, Artie.
Hi, how you doing, big guy?
I thought you were sick or something.
It was just a little thing that lasted a few minutes, you know. I ate too much.
Ah.
You ever have that feeling when you ate too much and you just want to lay down?
Yeah, you have a bowel movement?
Yeah, actually, I want to call up at Popeye's and told them that, like, I just was there about a couple hours ago, and I took this big shit in the toilet, and now my whole house stinks because of them.
All right, well, let me call you back from Skype, all right?
All right, that's cool.
Bye. Make it so. Thank you. You what the hell? Make it so, Evil Artie. Quote Star Trek now. Nice. Brilliant. All right, let's call him. I know you're a big fan of Evil Artie, UK Ted. You must be excited. Oh, we were connected to the Turkish kitchen that whole time. Now I'm confused. I wonder if you heard that.
Hey, big guy.
Hey, Biggins. What do you say there?
Who else is on?
UK Ted and the Turkish Hello. Kitchen guy. Hey, you want to complain to the Turkish kitchen that you took a big shit?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. Connect them up here. Oh, it's busy. I think he was listening to me the whole time. Just now. That he left the phone off the hook and was listening to me being stupid.
Like Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie's really friendly with me now, man.
Really?
Yeah. I talked to his son on Thanksgiving. His son said, don't call her no more. Don't call her no more.
God, my whole house fucking stinks.
What's wrong with you, man?
Well, I've been eating a lot of shit.
What is that?
Like at the fucking circus restaurant. Shit.
Okay, so you want a Popeyes then?
Yeah, you'll probably have to call West Coast.
Oh, are they closed by now? What time is it? Well, no, the Popeyes in the ghetto in Orlando is open until like 1 o'clock in the morning. I've been there before.
Of course, because there's a lot of black people there.
Yeah, but no, I've been like, down on some fried chicken. Let me get that, and I drove out.
You have ghettos in Orlando?
To the edge of the ghetto. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Dude.
I thought Orlando was all like bright lights.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, okay. Go to YouTube and look up Goon City TV and get educated. There you go.
What's part of Orlando you think is the worst?
West side of Orlando, man. Are you kidding? Anything west of the railroad tracks downtown is bad.
Really?
Anything. Up until you get to Universal Studios. Anything north of there and that west part of town is bad. Everything. All down Colonial. Even downtown is pretty bad now. But anything over there by the arena, by the old arena and the new arena and all that?
Okay.
All that's bad, dude. I want to go there. Stay away.
I'm going to mute because I'll be back in a few minutes.
You do that.
He's taking a big shit.
Yeah, don't do anything fun until I get back.
Yeah, okay, we'll just sit here and be really boring.
Yeah. Just talk about Jell-O for a bit.
All right, I'm looking at Popeyes Orlando.
I think when they answer, I should be like, hey, are you open really late because of all the niggas in the area?
Don't say the N-word, all right?
I wonder what they say.
Well, you can say it. I mean, I'll edit it out. It's not my fault if you say it. Oh, yeah.
Edit it out?
Yeah, I'll edit it out. Not the N-word. I can't just be saying that. Have you saying
that's
that?
Censorship.
Let me find the Popeye's Chicken. There we go. Pine Hills, man. Right on the map. Pine Hills. The Pine Hills Marketplace, a.k.a. What's it called?
Pine Hills.
Thank you. Yes. So people don't think I'm lying when I say this is the Orlando has a ghetto. Crime Hills, Orlando. Chop. Dude, you been listening about this whole Dwight Howard fucking mess, man? Have you been even...
Not really. I don't really watch basketball.
Fucking mess, man. He wants to leave the Magic. It's gotten bad.
I should call him up as Dwight Howard's agent.
Okay.
We're gonna come in. Dwight wants, like, a 40-piece chicken.
You sound nothing like Dwight Howard's agent. He's a pretty famous agent, man. He's pretty well-known in Orlando. I forgot his name now, but he's pretty well known.
Oh, his agent is well known?
Yeah.
His assistant, then. Hey, miss. Well, I was in there maybe about 2 or 3 hours ago,
mm-hmm.
And just about 20 minutes ago, I took a big shit in the toilet from your food that made my entire house stink. I'd like to talk to the manager.
Hold on a minute.
Okay, thank you, woman.
Hey, we're calling Popeye. This is Michael. May I help you?
Hey, hi, Michael. How are you doing? Are you the manager?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me, can you hear this real quick?
Go ahead.
Did you hear that?
No, actually.
That was the sound of my toilet flushing.
Okay.
Because I flushed my money down the drain because I ate your shit food. And I took a big shit in the toilet that made my entire house stink because of your fucking shit food. And I want a reimbursement.
Sorry, there's nothing I can do about that.
Can I get more food to shit out?
No.
How late are you open?
We're here until midnight, so feel free to come by.
Because you're being a bit of a smartass. Being a little fresh with your mouth.
I didn't mean to be.
Are you the general manager?
No, actually, the general manager is a little bit more sarcastic than I am.
So, can you leave a message for the general manager?
I recommend you speaking to her yourself. She comes in tomorrow, so feel free to call back tomorrow.
Well, I'm the customer. I want you to leave a message.
I'm sorry. Well, she's not here at the moment. I'm afraid if I leave the message, she might not get it. It'll be better if you call back tomorrow.
Yeah, because they'll throw it out and not even give it to her because you want to keep your job, right?
Oh, it really doesn't make a difference. I'll surely give her the message.
Because you're just a flying fuck.
Okay.
Am I right?
Whatever you say, sir.
Now, how many black people are in the restaurant right now?
I'm sorry?
How many black people are in the restaurant right now?
As many as you think there'll be.
I bet there's nine.
Why not?
Considering it is Pine Hills. Are you African-American, sir?
Oh, why not say black? You said black earlier. Why not say black now? African-American seems beside the
point. Would you rather me just say...
Huh?
Would you rather me just say...
That's good, because we use cracker too, so it don't make a difference. Anything else?
Okay, so you are a Negro.
Huh?
You are a Negro, right?
Oh, we dressing it up, Negro? Yeah, sure, why not, Negro?
I'm sorry, I need a translator, because I can't really understand what you're saying.
I
need a translator.
Listen to me, because that is thinking pussy wolf. You understand this now? You're a bomba clock, a sock, your mother. You understand that?
Bomba clock.
Okay. You two, you're like a Nazi, suck and spit out. Your mama was a man.
Nah, I got you. Taught you a lesson.
My favorite word, bumbaclot. I love it.
Taught you a lesson.
We gotta keep that number.
Bumbaclot.
I knew I was gonna get on the flip.
Oh, the Turk.
You call him back?
No, someone else.
Turkish Kitchen, can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was calling with a complaint. I ate your food and I took a big nasty shit in the toilet and I want my money back.
Well, I am not giving you any money back because you are a nasty motherfucker. You could have been nicer and come here, show me the hair, then I would have given it to you. But now I am not giving you shit.
Listen, you said bad things about Greece and that's not right. We're supposed to be friends. We're supposed to be brothers.
We are not friends. Fuck you all.
You fucking...
That's all I care.
You stupid big nose fucking Turk bastard.
Okay, fuck you. Fuck you very much.
Do you read the Quran? Because I take a shit on it. Oh, man. Artie, you were supposed to talk about taking a shit. What happened?
Well, I thought you were taking it.
No, I wanted you to do it, Artie.
I only do one thing at a time, though.
I wanted you to take a shit.
I haven't took a shit.
All right, we're calling back.
I took two shits, actually.
Nice.
You know, my patience is really running out.
You know, I have this really big, sticky shit because you...
Do whatever you want. Stop calling me. Because it's...
Sir, it's...
And I'm calling the fucking police right now. I swear to God. And they are going to trace you, motherfucker. Okay, you have no right to harass me. You can come here and make your complaint, okay? Or go...
Well, no, can you listen real quick? I just want you to reimburse me for all the toilet paper I use because I took a big, sticky shit in your toilet.
Well, you started this shit, so now you want me to be nicer to you? Forget it. So I'm not going to give you nothing, and if you call me one more time, I'm calling the police, I'm giving them the time, you call me, and you're making, threats to me, I'm going to bullshit all kind of stuff to police, and they are going to get you, motherfucker. They are going to stop you from calling me again. So try again. Call me one more time, then I'm calling the police.
Okay. Please don't tell my mom.
Okay, motherfucker.
Nah, I'm sorry, that was a mistake. I'm sorry.
I'm calling it right fucking
No, now. That was a mistake.
I'm calling him now.
I'm sorry.
And when they call
I
you
hit,
back,
I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button, please.
I don't give a fuck what you did, motherfucker. That's I'm calling the police
no,
right now.
My mom.
And explain it to him why you kept calling me every 2 minutes.
Please, no, my
okay,
mom is
going
to. My mom
you
get mad.
Explain it to them,
please, my mom, no.
Oh. It's all fun and games till someone gets arrested.
Try that. Yes.
Yes.
What do you want?
My shit is green.
I don't give a fuck what color it is.
Well,
you eat it.
The shit in the food was kind of brown, black, so... What color is your shit?
Well, you want to come and see it?
Sharmuta.
Well, fuck you, motherfucker.
Sharmuta.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
How big is
Anything
your...
Anything else?
Yes. I just don't want you to call the police because my mom will get very mad if she finds out.
Your mom? Well, fuck your mom, motherfucker. I don't give a shit what she thinks.
I'm only 15, and you were talking about having sex with me, and that's illegal.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah. I recommend, if you call the police, I'm going to tell them I'm 15, and I'm a high school boy.
I don't give a shit.
And you said you were going to have sex with me. You said you were going to make to rape
yeah,
to me.
Exactly. I want to fuck you in the ass.
And I'm 15.
Really,
so what's,
like
so you're going
to
get arrested for telling a boy.
That's fine. It won't be the first time.
Yeah.
I fucked 15 years old before.
Uh-huh.
They were all Greeks.
Nasty.
You a sex offender, sir?
Because they like it. They like it to take it in the ass.
And what's the name of your place?
It's called Turkish Dick.
Turkish Kitchen?
Turkish Dick.
Uh-huh.
Big one.
Big
the
one?
The Greeks know how great it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Ask your mommy if you don't remember.
Do you have baklava?
I'm sure she remembers.
Do you have baklava?
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it in your ass and make you take it in the ass. Fuck you in the ass with my big dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on over if you have a big dick like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm going to tell the police. I'm going to call the police right now and say that the man
yeah.
of the Turkish kitchen
Good.
Keeps calling me and wants
yeah.
says he
Good.
Wants to have sex with me. And that you Good. Called... You asked me, you said,
yeah,
how old are you?
You don't call me. You don't call them. I don't care.
You
no,
call
yeah.
me. You called me and you said that I'm 15,
right.
that you like to have sex with the 15.
That's right. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Go tell them.
I'm going to tell them.
All right.
And they're going to come arrest you and take you and
that's,
send you back to Turkey.
That's fine. That's fine.
Well, you shit in the
I
road.
I would love to be sent back.
Mm-hmm.
Because Greece is closer to me there. I can go and fuck any Greek I want.
Okay. All right. I like to go to Greece because Turkey's so close, and I go and fuck all the women.
You
like your mother. Your mother makes good coffee. Your mother makes, oh, good coffee.
They,
oh, your mother.
Like your people.
Your mother says, you want to have coffee?
Yeah.
Come and say to get
man,
coffee,
I
and she opens her legs.
I'm sure a Turk fucked your mother.
No.
Maybe more than one.
Never. Never touch that dirty, nasty
go
people.
Go ask your mom.
No, never. I'm pure.
Is this your father talks?
Do me a favor. Call your mom and ask her if a Turkish guy ever fucked her.
Right now?
Right now, yeah. If nobody has, bring her over. I fuck her for you.
Okay. Do you want to stay on the phone when I call my mother?
Sure, yeah. I would love to talk to her.
No, she's not available.
Well, you see. You
Kick fuck. It's your mother.
No, she is.
Yeah. Ask her.
Alright.
How you doing, sir?
Call your mom.
No, I'm his mother.
Well, okay. Have you ever had sex with a Turkish man?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to just
suck your dick, dude.
Yeah, well, come on over. I would love to fuck you.
Oh, okay. What's your name again?
Well, it's called Turk.
What's your home address? I'd rather just meet you at home.
Ask your son. He knows exactly where I am.
Well, where is he, Cross?
Just, you know, ask him to bring you over. And bring him too. Maybe, you know, I can fuck him too. Because
I don't want to fuck my son.
I am such a stud. Maybe you won't be enough for me.
What the fuck are you talking about, you stupid sand?
Ask your son. He knows what I'm talking about.
What the fuck are you talking about, dummy?
Well, you've been calling and asking me to fuck your mom.
Well.
Right?
Yeah.
My mom's dead.
I didn't ever say that, Turkish. I said that you made shit in the food.
No, you
said, you know, you want me to fuck your mom, your sister, your whole family. I told you to bring them all over.
I didn't say that at all. Why would I say something like that? You're so stupid. You
I don't know, man. Ask
because you don't speak English, please. Right? You don't understand what I'm saying because you're stupid.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe you just asked to, you know, come and suck my dick.
You're too busy fucking your son in the ass that you didn't understand.
Well, I'm not Greek, you know.
No.
I think Greeks do.
No, that. I think you have Greek in you, though.
No, never. I am 100% Turkish. And we fuck Greeks for fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll take care of you. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. Okay? I pray for you tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You shit.
He's a new best friend.
All right. He's gone. I posted his Yelp page in the chat room.
Evil Arnie, that voice you do is horribly convincing.
That's Zolar.
You practice that quite a lot.
That's Zolar.
Yeah, though. I do practice it.
That's Zolar does that all the time. You can't.
I know. I mean, I learned a lot from Zolar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I never could do it without the voice changer. Then all of a sudden, I could.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Stop that. That was really creepy.
But you know the only thing about that voice? I need to, like, have my head, my head and neck at, like, a 45-degree angle going up, you know?
Really? That helps
out?
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Otherwise, I can't get that high pitch.
Oh, alright. That's how you do it?
This is me doing it straight.
Okay, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You hear the difference?
Yeah. Yeah, because all the weight goes back, you know, when you do that?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say bad, I'm just saying it's not anybody that happened to.
Oh, did I tell you that I got a full beard going on now?
Oh, God, really? So
well, a full beard, but I haven't shaved in about a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
And it looks kind of shitty.
Is it patchy?
Yeah, it's like just on my chin and going up, like sideburns, there's like barely anything.
Oh, my God. You gotta sculpt it, man. You gotta shape it a little bit.
A pedophile mustache?
Nah, gross, man. Don't do that. No wonder your girl doesn't want to hang out with you and stuff anymore. Like
oh, no, she's coming over this week.
Oh, is she? Oh, good.
She, like, last week she was over for, like, 4 days.
Does she like the facial hair?
She's not sure about it. She says get rid of it, though.
I think you should get rid of it. I don't think that's your kind of style, man.
It hides the acne.
Yeah, I don't think you should be doing the facial hair. Ted, you do facial hair at all? Do you got any of that? UK Ted, he's busy with a customer. I guess.
It's funny, when you grow yours out, you look like you should be, like, stopped at the airport.
I do, yeah.
Sorry, I heard you call my name, but I wasn't in the room. What's up?
I look terrorist when I... Do you have facial hair at all? Do you grow out a beard or anything?
Nah, not into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not my scene. I know I live in Brighton, but I don't bend that way.
Alright. Cool.
I got a fucking toothache. Because of all the shit I'm putting down my throat.
So you got it taken care of. Regulate, G-Regulate, whatever the fuck you are. How you doing?
From Turkey. And I tell you that the Greek people, you are shit.
They fuck us. I'm not Greek. I'm just... Well, we got a lot in common.
Maybe later you can call that Turkish place back, and I'll tell them that I found all their food wrappers and stuff on my doorstep, and someone had smeared shit everywhere, and I'm calling them up to get them to come pick it up.
Yeah.
Yo, can I call you out really quick?
Who, me?
I have to call you out on something. You really did me wrong last week.
Why?
Because I submitted a prank to you, and you read it, because I know you knew it was there, because you read it in the beginning of the show, and then you just totally you blew me off, man. You didn't even do my request to prank, and I was like second in.
You were second in? I'm sorry, I didn't know it was in
order. You never thought it was mine either.
But last week's show was still hilarious, so
thanks.
I can't really complain.
Yeah, that Thanksgiving show was way too long, though, man. It was 5 hours and 3 minutes.
That wasn't the Thanksgiving show. It was last week.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, Thanksgiving show, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, God, that's way too long. I should have broken it off in 2 episodes or something for the podcast. It's way, way too fucking long. But yeah, I'm sorry about that. I forget. Because what happens is when you send them like that, the new ones start coming in, and it goes to the bottom of the list, and I start working from the top down because I'm weird like that, and it gets lost, you know? I'm sorry.
It's okay, man.
Thanks, man.
I still love you and your...
Thanks. So. Thanks, bro. We got a number for someone who likes a woman, no name. I really have to add a field in that stupid request a prank form that says name, because now people are not sending the names of who we're going to prank. So I'm supposed to call and say, hey, you...
Kruger.
So, T-Rock, who is this? T-Rock's in the chat room. T-Rock, who is this that you want us to call? A woman who loves to talk shit. Just go with it. Give me the number. Give me the name, damn it. Just say it in the chat room. That's fine. He sent another one. Let me see if it's a correction. My boyfriend's friend, he thinks I'm hungry. Well, I need names. Give me names on both of those, T-Rock. Come on, let's go. Do it.
Hey, Artie.
Artie. Artie!
He's gone.
He's gone?
Son of a bitch is gone.
Well, he's there.
Artie!
Maybe he's working.
Yeah, evil Artie's working. He works less than I do, and I've been unemployed.
I'm not at work right now.
Yeah, sure you are. Hey, Gregulate wants to ask you something. Go ahead.
Artie, wait, what's the name? Regulate?
It's Gregulate, but I just wanted to say you were hilarious in the last call.
Thanks,
mom.
It was horrific.
Okay.
No, the funny thing about that voice is I was talking to some chick I met on the internet. She was pretty cool, but she was hanging out with some guy at one point. And I call her, and we're talking. I'm like, oh, get in the phone. Tell him it's a hot girl. And I start talking. I'm like,
hi, you want to come over sometime?
And he's like, I don't know, maybe. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, maybe you can suck my cock, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And she told me he literally fucking freaked the fuck out.
Artie, you gotta give credit where credit's due. That's a throwback to Zolar. He's a king of doing that one.
Yeah, I know.
But even I, back in 97, I used to prank call one of those chat lines. Like, yeah. I used to do that. It started like, hi, like that. And the guys were like, oh, yeah, I'm jerking off. Like, yeah, like, oh, like, I do that. We're like, what the fuck? And you hear them hit the pound key to exit the chat.
What's the best when they hit the wrong key to exit?
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, well, we were doing that a few weeks ago, or like a few months ago. They keep trying to hit the wrong key, like, beep, beep.
The best were the chat rooms with that one gay guy from Louisiana.
Yeah, the guy that was like, what the fuck is Hulk?
A horse.
What's a horse? Why do you keep saying horse? We should call that.
Yeah, we gotta call some businesses in Ocala.
Yeah. Hey, do you know that number to that? Do you know the number to that line, Artie? Do you remember it at all? I forgot it.
I might have it written down somewhere. I don't know.
We should call that in the show one night. At the end of the show. You know what I mean? Because it just takes a lot of setup. But that one gay guy was funny. It was funny.
I love the message that we left. Like. We talk to the girl, hey, my name's Cross.
She goes like, you're fucking disgusting.
I'm calling up Rich Walmart.
This is Gina?
Yes.
Hey, Gina. I was there and I was, Kathy was talking.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking mad shit about you.
Okay.
Yeah, she said that you were fat.
Okay.
She called you the M-word.
Okay.
And she said that she walked by you and smelled like you farted.
Okay.
So.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Cross.
Because you know my name.
I'm Cross.
Okay. You have a good night, sir.
Bye, stupid. That was nothing. That wasn't even that funny.
She was talking mad shit about you.
Artie, tell her the same thing.
My message.
Thanks for calling Oak Ridge Walmart.
Hey, talk dirty to me. Hey, what's up, baby?
Beg your pardon?
How you doing there, big girl?
Just a moment.
Okay. Make it quick, bitch. A woman.
Just gonna get ready real quick, yeah.
Do what you're told, woman.
What?
That's right, you do what you're told. You say, what? Woman.
Are we on hold, or? Yeah, we are. Got time for that. Call back.
You taking this?
No, you tell her. You gotta finish.
Thanks for calling the Great Walmart.
Now listen, woman.
Beg your
pardon? I need to talk to you. Do you douche with coconut juice?
Why do you like that saying so much? Do you douche with coconut juice? Why do you like that so much?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Anyway, oh, yeah, there's something we could talk about. Howard Stern is going to be the new judge.
I was just going to mention that.
On that show. What is America's Got Talent?
Yeah, that's the only thing that got me to watch it.
This show went to shit. Who are you calling?
Hello, Dr. Stern. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. How you doing? I have to make an order?
Yes, sir. What can I get for you? Just a moment. What can I get for you?
Yeah, do you guys have that one... It's like a wrap, kind of.
What kind of wrap?
Yeah, you know what it is?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Listen. I'm going to go and slap you in the mouth.
You know what? My boss just left. We called the police, and they're going to find you.
I don't know. Yeah, but he said lots of bad things about Greek.
Malacca.
You know, like, I don't care, whatever you want to say, but...
Well, what do you have?
I don't want to involve the conversation. I just work here, okay?
What do you have to say?
Call the police, man, like whatever. What?
What do you have to say? What do you have to say about Greeks? Hmm?
Dude, I don't want to talk about it right now, okay? I'm running around here and I need to go to the customer.
Is your mother there?
I have no problem with the Greek or with any people.
Oh, so I can talk about
you. Have problem with people? So
it's okay if you're having sexual relations with the customer. Just call me back.
Okay, okay. If you want a relationship, just come over here and I will show you a relationship, real relationship, okay? Just shut up. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. The boss left. But he called the police.
I think that's what she said to Bruno.
Huh? Joke weird.
He called you dude.
Dude.
He called me dude?
He called Carlito dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Weed every day. Why not?
I got the legal, dude.
That's what I hear. Already
you
have
know, if I have a number, can I submit it to you through Skype? Because I called this 24-hour fitness earlier today, and I convinced the people that somebody exposed themselves and took a shit on my towel in the sauna.
Okay.
So I want to see if anything happened with it. So
okay.
They never thought it was a prank.
Okay. Yeah, put in the chat.
Okay.
All
right. I said the guy exposed himself, so I left, and then I came back for my towel, and he was gone, but there was a shit on my towel.
There was a big snail trail. Oh.
Yeah.
But I'll call later, and I'll say I took a big shit on it.
You call, I already called back. I took a big shit.
Okay, I'm gonna go find a number.
Alright, get it.
That would be perfect.
Let me know when you're ready, when you send it.
Okay.
Do you think we should say I took a big shit on it first?
Just, like, ease into it, kind of. Like, don't say it right away, but say, like, you had a problem with someone in the sauna, and then eventually go for the shit reveal.
He was looking at me all gay and shit.
Yeah. I told her that you just stood up across from me, and... You exposed yourself with an erection, and you came up to me and whispered in my ear, "Only gays are welcome here."
Only gays are welcome here. The guy said to you, "What the fuck?" Only gays are welcome here in the fauna.
I don't know why.
I was just bored during my lunch break at work, so I was just like,
"That's awesome."
I think what do you do?
Are we exposing the big gay the sauna thing, the gay sauna conspiracy or something on this show?
Oh, this is the gay sauna.
Well, Art, you don't know about that last week, Artie. I made a big thing. Jack Masheson was moving somewhere in the West Coast from Orlando, and he wanted to know what the secret sign is that you do in the sauna to have sex with a guy. And they're like, no, we don't do that here.
Oh, God, listen to this dude.
What?
You know, I went to St. Anne's Catholic Church by chance. I think I told you that.
Yes.
when I was, like, growing up, but we never really went after, like, I was, like, 13 or 14, you know?
Alright.
The one priest, the main priest of the whole church, he had, like, leukemia, so he stopped being the priest or something.
Okay.
So his name was Father Page, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I just saw him in the news. Guess what he was in the news for?
Oh, no.
Soliciting sex in a bathroom.
Really? Where?
In Daytona Beach.
Oh, really? There's a lot of that going on in Daytona. Like, all the time. You'll be watching TV in Orlando, like, another gay bust in Daytona Beach. The bathroom's on...
His father also has my virginity. I'm kidding.
Oh, so you seduced him. You brought him over to the dark side, Artie.
I found the number for a sauna in Britain. That's
let's call Father Page.
Hang on, Artie. What was it? A sauna? Ted, that
in the UK, in Brighton, it's open till 5 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Do that number.
Yeah, send that. Put that in the chat. That sounds good.
Okay.
We can do some gay sauna action. That's cool. IG69 is checking
very,
in.
Very, very gay sauna.
IG69, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Are you excited about the Nets coming to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
You are? You think you guys are going to get Dwight Howard, you bastard? You son of a bitch? You fuck you. I hope you don't.
I don't know if you can see it, but I pasted the number into the Skype chat.
Yes. The gay sauna. Here we go.
It says on their website they're open until 5 a.m.
That's not 5 a.m. there yet, right? Still got time? We got until...
Yeah, it's only 4:10 now.
We got an hour.
I'm going to have to delete my browser history, aren't I?
Before your wife gets there?
Yeah, before my wife sees it.
Is that work, Artie?
That's horrible.
It doesn't matter. They can still see what you did on the network, you know.
Huh?
They can still see what you're doing on the network side of things, UK Ted.
Yeah, but, like, the chick's never going to know that.
He's at work, Artie. He's at work, Artie. He's calling from work.
Oh, no, I bring my laptop to work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, there's this show, The League, that I watch. And at one point, there's this married couple, and they figure out they want to smoke weed that night. And, like, they got the kids with the babysitter, and the dealer was coming over. And they bring over dope.
Oh, my God.
Because they ordered a VHS and not a DVD.
So that's the code?
Yeah, VHS.
Please call later.
Call later.
Call later.
Please call later.
Maybe they're busy.
Well,
Ted does a really good British accent.
I know, it's awesome. He does a good Jim Stewart accent.
Oh, I wish I could do accents. That's such a great skill to have. I just don't have it.
So do Americans have an accent? Yeah, we have an accent to you, right? Like, we sound all funny.
Yeah. I find it difficult to differentiate between American accents. Like, I can't hear an American speak and tell where they're from, really. I can kind of tell north and south, and I can sometimes pick out Canadian accents, but that's about it.
Yeah, Canadians, yeah, a boot, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could tell what a Texas accent is pretty easy to tell, right?
Yeah, I can pick up southern accents, but that's only because of Forrest Gump.
They'd call me Forrest Gump.
But how do you distinguish the class of an American?
Listen,
it's very easy to tell what class.
Is it black?
Skin color.
Okay, right.
A car.
See, that's much easier of an accent.
Yeah, they're black, they're poor, they're Jewish, they're rich.
The fuck you want, Tucker Mike?
I want to learn to set up the show to,
Charlie. Yes, Shang Hui Sai.
Who's calling?
Yeah, Shang Hui Sai. Hi, this is Cross. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, I'm with the Department of Immigration.
Huh?
I'm with Immigration. I'm looking for Shang Hui Sai.
Who is it?
This is Cross with the Department of Immigration. I've been doing a case on you for the last 12 months. I have all the information I need to send you back. Shang Hui Sai. Shang Huisai.
So you come from where?
You give me $5,000 or you're going to be leaving Hawaii. You understand?
Huh?
You give me $5,000 or you're leaving on the next flight to Taiwan. You understand?
No, no, no.
Listen, you pay money or I send you back to Taiwan.
What are you talking about?
You're here illegally.
Huh?
You're here illegally and you're cheating on your wife with another woman. I have evidence. I have took pictures of you with the other woman in a hotel.
You're crazy.
You have pictures of you having sex with a black woman.
You sex
with a black woman.
No.
Yes,
never.
I have the pictures of you with the black woman.
Okay, send me a picture.
Did you kiss her down there?
Send you a picture, okay?
Do you kiss the woman down there in the privates?
No. What are you talking about?
Well, you know you kiss your wife down there in her private parts?
No.
I think about doing that to her sometimes. I kiss her down in her pussy.
Who is it?
I'm your wife's other boyfriend.
Okay, can you give me phone number? I want to call police. Okay.
No. Your wife has my phone number. Your wife calls me all the time. She calls me and she goes, oh, I want penis. I want the big cock. Puerto Rican. Ask your wife how I fuck her really good and hard, better than you.
Okay, wait a minute. My friend wanted to tell you, okay?
No.
Hey, just think of tumale. Aloha.
Hi.
What's this?
Chinga tumale way. What?
Hey.
Yeah.
What is it?
You said
chinga tumale way, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you crazy, you.
I know.
Huh? You want to see the doctor, okay?
No, will you be my friend, please? Hello? He hung up already.
Adventure Collectibles and Computer Repair Center.
I think this is bordering on harassment now.
No, he likes it. He's laughing. He's having a good time. He's not doing nothing bad.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell with Skype on my iPhone. But I submitted the number, Carlito, to you.
Thank you, IG.
What?
Thank you, Greg Elite.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey.
Can you call me back?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Stop that shit.
He's not commanding.
Call me back.
Charlie is getting better and better with every call.
He's got his son or something he's putting on now.
I'm amazed that he answers his phone at all on Thursdays.
Second generation.
I'm amazed he's actually answering the phone on Thursdays at all now. You'd understand by now. You get something.
I wonder if he's made the connection.
I don't know. Probably not. Chinese calendar.
Well, because I call him all the time.
God. Oh, yes, right. Yeah.
How often do you call him, Marty?
Well, I haven't called him in a long time, probably like 6 months at least.
All right, so how did it start with you calling him? This is while I wasn't doing shows and I was sick. Is that when it started? You and Lonesome were calling him?
I figured I needed more entertainment.
So what? You would call him and what would happen?
Yeah, I fucked with him and I got him to say, I fuck you, you know.
Do they have it recorded that we can play and shit?
Did you do your own show?
I sent them to you.
You didn't send me any of those with him. I don't think so.
Yeah, I did. Then I started calling Junk Buster.
Okay.
You remember Junk Buster?
What the fuck is horse? Yeah. Uh-huh.
What is that?
Horse. Fucking horse.
Well, let me take a hit real quick.
I'm so cool, guys. All right, let me call this number here from Greg.
Is he eating carrots or something?
Yeah.
He's eating carrots. Artie's just stuffing himself with carrots.
He's drinking out of a baby bottle.
Yeah, that too.
I don't see the number, Greg. Are you sure you sent that? Oh, here it is. No, I don't have it.
Not a baby bottle. My mommy calls it a soda bottle.
Okay. Isn't it in the chat? It's the 405 or whatever area
code. Oh, in the chat.
Skype chat.
I'm looking. I don't see shit. Madhouse Radio added Tuck, added Charlie Sell, added that number. No, not here. Try it again.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
That's what I'm saying, son of a bitch. Anyway.
Skype for iPhone is really, really buggy.
Yeah.
So, Leo, do you remember the story I told you about in Ocala?
The horses?
Yeah.
They're getting defaced, the horses and shit?
Yeah, basically they're covered in quarters.
Yeah. Yeah. IG?
Yeah.
I'm back. Sorry.
But I thought we could work that into the show. Call up Ocala Businesses.
Oh, Greg, I got it now. I got it. It's a 407 number?
Yeah, it's in Florida.
That's in Orlando.
Where is it?
916, that's Maitland. What is it?
You already know 916 is Maitland?
Yeah, I do. What's, who is this supposed to be? What is
it? It's
this?
A fitness place. It's not 24-hour fitness, it's some similar thing.
Yeah, the reason I know is because Real Radio is in Maitland, and their number is 407-916-1041.
Okay. Hey, look at me, I'm on Real Radio.
Woohoo, because I only heard them say the fucking calling number like 50 times every hour. Dumbass, for like years.
Do you hear them anymore?
I listen to SBK on his podcast sometimes.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's the only good thing on that station anymore, man.
I should try to get a job.
I heard 102 Jams isn't rap anymore.
Well, I don't listen to the radio, and when I do, it's just Tasha Control again, and I'm just stoned, you know?
Fucking bitch. You said her name, now everyone knows her name. Everyone knows Tasha! Tasha! Black girl.
Sorry.
Already's fucking a black girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tasha.
What else is new?
Mm-hmm. She heard you say that N-word? She heard you say that N-word, she'd be mad.
Thank you for calling RDB Sports Black.
This is RDV Sportsplex. Told you it was Maitland.
Oh, RDV, I've been there.
That's the Orlando Magic. That's where they practice.
Press 3 for Forte Salon and Spa.
Actual gym.
Press 5 for
Magic.
They actually have a hockey rink in there too.
Yeah, I skated there.
Sure you did. You broke the ice.
But they took us there at school.
Last time I went there, I got free Magic tickets.
Oh, cool.
I work right there. I work across the road from there. The Magic sent the SMS text, first 20
Wait,
people get
you,
free tickets.
You worked across the road from there?
I worked at the, over there in Maitland.
Is that where you worked when, you were living down here?
The last
year ago?
Yeah.
Be more cryptic, please.
You may read a message by answering the following question.
Please, Artie. You dumbass. I worked across the way from there, and I got a text saying there was the first 100 people get free tickets to the Magic game tonight. I went there. I told my boss, "Hey, I'm taking a break." Got in my car, drove over there, got free tickets, came back, and they were like, "Why didn't you tell us? We would have gone with you." I was like, "No, first 100 people
taking a break."
There was already 80 people that had been there. They were like, "We only got 20 left," and I was there.
Please press 0 for the athletic club. Press 1 for the ice den.
Quit calling girlfriend.
Can't hear. God damn it. Stop talking over it so I can hear.
Before.
Press 4 for Forte Salon.
I'll try it again. If you guys let me
hear
the
Forte Salon. Is that what they said?
Shut up!
Hey, woman.
I just hit 0 before.
Oh, not yet.
Thank you for calling RDB Sportsplex. Please press 0 for the athletic club. Press 1 for the ice.
That is the one. Good.
RDB Sportsplex Athletic Club hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Shit.
Yeah, they're closed. Yeah, I didn't. It actually did a voice response to your shit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that place. I don't think that place is open 24 hours.
Damn.
So. Yeah, that's that place. It's owned by the company that owns the Magic. Or it's a really nice facility. You've been there before then, Artie? The RDV Sportsplex? My dad used to work there, too. My dad used to work as a security guard there for a while.
That's crazy. I just chose it by random.
Yeah, I remember the very first time I went there, I was going to a Magic the Gathering convention really close to there. And we got lost, and we pulled in. And like, oh, this is the RDV. And
Do you sell Magic the Gathering?
No, quite. We were like, oh shit, it's the RDV, and then I looked, and Anthony Penny Hardaway was coming out. And like,
oh god.
And I wasn't driving, like my friend was driving, I was in high school still, and I looked and it's Penny Hardaway, and I'm like, oh my god, it's Penny Hardaway! And the windows are down. I was like, oh my god! He started laughing, I was like, what's up? And he got in his car.
His voice is cracking.
Yeah. Just like that.
Did you know that my brother played basketball with, like some kind of game, basketball game with, one-on-one with Daryl Armstrong?
Daryl Armstrong?
Yeah, and he won. My brother won.
Your brother?
Daryl told him, if he can beat him, he'll take the shoes off his feet and sign them.
Oh boy, Daryl Armstrong's shoes.
And he beat them. He beat them and he took the shoes off and signed them. And gave them to my brother.
Daryl Armstrong. He's something else. Daryl Armstrong had a TV commercial for kids to wear their helmets with the with their bicycles on
Who's
TV.
Daryl Armstrong.
He was a semi okay basketball player for the Orlando Magic, and the whole commercial he kept saying Hemlet instead of helmet, and the local the local radio used to make fun of him.
He's funny as hell though.
He's a cool guy. Yeah, I never met him, but he seems nice. Anyway, continuing on. What's wrong with the music tonight? It's all fucked up. Been kind of a slow show tonight, you know? We just had fun with the Turkish guy and stuff.
Can I make a request for music?
What?
The Joker. Have you heard that song?
No. Is it ICP?
Big Mother Band, I think.
No.
Some Johnny Rebel.
Alright, listen, we got lonesome loser numbers to get to here. Sorry, Gregulate, RDB's closed. Sorry, sir. But if for some reason you happen to find another fitness place, we could do that. Okay, that's funny that you said that happened in the RDV. That's like the nicest gym in fucking Orlando. That's so
funny. They used to take us there like 2 or 3 times a year at school.
Really? Why? To go on the ice and shit?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you see, this is what happens up north when it gets cold. Up north, outside of Florida, the ice.
This is what happens to nipples when they get cold.
Yeah. They used to have a skate. They had an ice skating place in Orlando. I was like, I can never do that. Like, it was fucking retarded. It was always packed.
I fucking hate it.
Oh,
I just like fucking sliding around on the ice.
Yeah, I could just go in a straight line. That was it. I was scared to death the whole time. All the time, like, there'd be birthday parties. Like, we're going to fucking, what was it called? Cimarron Skate, I think was the name of it.
That might be fun to do while you're high.
Nah, break your arm and shit. I knew this guy.
On shrooms.
I knew someone that broke his arm skating. I never went. My mom was like, we're never going there again. Your friend.
My mom was terrified of me jumping on a trampoline.
Okay. Because you'd go right through it. I want to watch you jump into my trampoline.
I'm kidding.
God. Goodbye, trampoline. All right.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. T-Rock asked me to call this person in Tennessee. This is Tuck's neighbor. Tuck, did you hear the beginning? Did you hear the beginning of two shows ago where the guy was like, "What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?"
Yeah, because I was on that call. You started saying my name.
I started the show at the very beginning. The little things in the beginning. So the guy's like, "What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?"
Yeah,
sounds like he's like your neighbor, Mike Tucker. I'm sorry.
Right? Yeah.
That was kind of a dick.
That is how they say I'm going to, like, want to beat me up.
Your neighbors probably like that.
Yeah.
You go to the diner and they say that. The fuck you want, Mike Tucker? Motherfucker.
The kids growing up wanting to kick my ass.
Motherfucker.
It's like because this is something smart ass dude.
It's like Back to the Future when they used to pick on Marty's dad.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I told you not to come here again. Fuck Biff, man. He's a fucking asshole. He's like he owns that place.
I actually saw Back to the Future 2 like recently.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how strangely it doesn't hold up, but it does hold up.
Yep.
It's kind of
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Carolyn.
Is not available. At the time, please record your message.
She sounds like a doll face right there. Carolyn. Oh, hey, Ken. How you doing? I forgot to say hi to you.
What's going on, Carlito?
Hey,
get in a car.
Has anyone ever passed out on air?
I did once, I think. No, I did not.
You have?
I did not.
Pass on the air? Yeah, you have.
No, I have not.
I might be a contender for that pretty soon.
Oh. Well, you, I know you do.
I'm so
high.
I'm sorry, but us big boys know how to handle our liquor and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you pass on a weed, you're fucking stupid. I mean, you can like, fall asleep and just get really high, but you're going to pass out like, oh, my God. I got the visions.
Like, black out, like, suddenly, you know, that's, yeah, you're, something else is wrong with you if you're doing that.
Yeah, you got, like, diabetes or something, man.
Yes.
Like, passed out, fucking falls over his chair, legs up in the air, shit on the floor.
Yeah. All right. That's already. Dun-dun-dun. That was all the time. I went to visit him once. He was
I got the windows of my house open and shit, dude.
And the neighbors say, that smells. Close the fucking window.
Well, no, I only smoke in the garage.
Oh, you poor bastard.
I thought you smoked in the back there.
Not anymore. I mean, that's visible.
You have it like the dirtiest backyard patio I've ever seen.
I never use it back there.
Yeah, we did. We smoked on your backyard on your birthday, your 21st. We were back there smoking. We called Zolar, remember? And speakerphone?
Yeah. There was another time we smoked back there.
Yeah. We have the dirtiest backyard already, I swear to God. We have so many cobwebs.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Emily Vaughn.
Hey, they're not answering there, T-Rock. I'm sorry, I'll have to try them later. Sorry, but, yeah. There you go. So,
what did he want you to do with that? What was that such a big deal to you?
No, it's just prank requests. Or,
okay.
Talk, you know, people request pranks here. We allow them to do that. We let people get involved, you know.
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
Anyway, so. Yeah. Got a prank request here from Emeroid.
Hemorrhoid?
Emeroid. Okay. I was thinking earlier this week, Emma's a cute name for a girl. If I ever had a girl. I was thinking Emma, but then
Royd.
Yeah, no,
does not help at all.
My last name isn't Royd. But then I was like, no, people will call because anytime I see Emma, I always joke and I say Enema in my head, and I could, you know, just can't do that. I have a daughter named Emma. I get mad at her and be like, "Hey, Enema!"
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, she's in counseling.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Enema. Would I say that to my own daughter? This here's a request of prank from Emeroid. This guy's some Bloodhound gang member from Trenton, New Jersey. I saw a video of him in which he gave out the phone number in the midst of threatening the cops. Nas, Jay-Z, and Mark Zuckerberg. Although he was threatening all those people. He can also be seen firing a gun into the air at the end of the video. He dares people to call him if they want to get it popping. Alright. Did we lose anybody? We lost Gregulant again? Yep. Well, we got Big Ken, Big Ken, Big Ted in the UK, Big Tuck, and Big Evil Ari. Good.
This gangster guy sounds fantastic.
Where was this video? Athena's hooked on those jail TV, like prison shows on MSNBC. They just depress me, man. Yeah, all of those locked up and, you know, whatever. God, I can't.
Are they drama or reality?
What? The reality, yeah, the realities. Reality shows. It's all weekend. At night, it is a reality. But all weekend, it's all she falls asleep and she leaves it on. And I'm like, fine, I don't want to watch this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In the bedroom, she leaves it on the TV in the bedroom. It just depresses me. And I end up having dreams that I'm in jail, fucking guys. They had this one, these guys were tattooing the whites of their eyes and stuff.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
One was like red, like blood red.
The other guy was black. The one guy did a black, so has black eyes and black pupils.
They're messed up. And even when that's not, when lockdown's not on, they got like, to catch a predator, it's like you switch from one to the other. It's like, what, do you think you guys can come up with something a little bit better here?
Yeah, please. Yeah, right?
Trying to drag everybody down.
Yeah. That guy, is he even doing that anymore? Ever since he got caught cheating, I don't think he's doing anything anymore.
No, but on MSNBC, like Saturday nights, man, they do a marathon.
Wow. When that first came out, it was a shit, but then it was like, all right, same thing over and over again.
The telephone number you have dialed is temporarily not in service.
The gangster is out of service. I guess you got popping.
Speaking of shows, I saw that old Fear Factor came back.
Oh, I missed it Monday. I forgot about it. Yeah, already told me about that. It was coming back. Shit. Any UFC fans, I think the best UFC I've seen in forever was on last weekend. Holy shit.
Really?
Broken arm? Yeah, man. Fucking, who got their arm broken? Who was it? One of those Brazilian kids. The two twins. Or the two brothers. The one got his arm broken. That was an awesome fight. And then John Bones Jones choked the fuck out of Machida. That was pretty good. Good. I don't know if a lot. I never really talk about UFC, but I catch it most of the time when it was an event. I go. My friend Eric, who I beat in the playoffs here. Well, the half of the playoffs already. I don't know if you're paying attention to the fantasy football league.
Fuck the playoffs.
Yeah, because you suck. You didn't make it to the winner's bracket. You're in the losing fucking bracket.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you suck. That's why. I'm surprised you beat East Dog, man. Okay.
Right when it doesn't matter, I had a fucking 200-point game.
You had a 200-point game?
Yeah.
When? Last weekend?
This weekend, Plaxico Burris got 0 points for me.
Right when it doesn't matter, then you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have
him fucking Romo gets 49.
What? Hang on, Ken, what was it? Try have what'd you get? What happened? Ken?
Oh, no, I was saying tonight's game with Jacksonville and the Falcons, I had Maurice Jones Drew in play tonight, and the Jaguars just got rolled like 41-7.
Well, Jaguars will do that, you know. Yeah, okay, anyway, hey, we're dwindling down here. Let me start picking things up here a little bit. UK Ted sent in a number. Who is this now, UK Ted? Gay Sauna? Did everybody try this one, I think? Probably. Is he even in here? UK Ted's working, I forgot. I can't, gotta remember that. Everybody tried that number. Wanna do
He's
that.
In Japan, apparently.
Gay Sauna, ooh, fantastic.
Bob the Flamboyant Builder sent in a number. Ask if you can move in with this person. Tell them you're packed and ready to move in. Be persistent. Okay. This is in Japan. Speaking of Japan, there you go.
I'm leaving for about 10 minutes.
You're leaving in 10 minutes? What?
No, 4-10 minutes.
Oh, 4-10 minutes. All right.
Too bad.
Yeah, go get your act together, Ari.
Please. Go clean your backyard, man. Artie's fine. I went over to that. Remember that day? I went over to Artie's house.
He's planning his passing out.
I went over to Artie's planning. He's in some pillows.
Yeah, pass out.
He's getting his pillows. Putting yeah. the TV on. The right channel. Hey.
Putting his snuggie on.
Snuggie. His cigarette is out.
Snuggie, yeah. The cigarette out, man. Athena smokes, so she complains about the new cigarettes. I guess they got these new things that makes them so they don't burn. They don't catch on fire if you drop them.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Well, no, they go out really, really fast. Like, you can't just leave them in your hand. They go out real fast, so if you're talking while you're smoking, they keep going out. Bob the Flamboyant Builder. Something's up with that number you gave me. In the format you gave it to me, it doesn't want to go, so maybe clean it up, put a country code in there or something. I don't think that's going to work. Okay, listen, folks. Here we are. We've caught up on the request of pranks.
Yeah, we're here. We're
and
cool.
Now,
awesome.
Now we've got a lot of lumbersome, lonesome loser. I think it's... What time is it? 11:30? What time is it? Hang on.
Yeah.
Thinking I'll go to 1 o'clock. So this is the halfway point if I'm going to 1 o'clock and I started at 10. 11, yeah, this will be the halfway point. Okay, good. All right, I'm going to take a break then. Real quick, because I got to regroup. I got to get some coffee or something, because I'm, like, getting slow here. I'm going to get some soda or some tea.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying. Slow night. That happens. Because we have, like, two-thirds of the listeners that we usually have, too. I don't know what's going on.
Is there a ball game or a TV show? Or
no. I don't think so. God, I hope not. Anyway, all right. So when we come back, we got more numbers to do, more pranks to happen. I'm very excited about that, I'm sure. Lonesome has sent in numbers for a French restaurant, Petite Cafe, Empire Grill and Tap Room, Kathmandu Kitchen. Where's Kathmandu? India? We got a few Indian restaurants and the Banana Leaf restaurant. We talked to them recently.
It's a Bob Seger song, I know that.
There you go. We got your requests are always welcome here, of course, as always. Yeah, I played a lot of Battlefield 3 this week. And a little bit of Skyrim, too. Not much of Skyrim. Been sick of most of Battlefield 3. I want to try to finish the first player Battlefield 3 campaign and start playing some multiplayer here. I'm stuck in Iran right now. I'm stuck in a little part. I'm having a little bit of trouble.
No, you can't be stuck in Iran. We're out of it.
I am very convinced that we're going to be going to war with Iran pretty soon.
Yeah, no.
They're forcing it on us, you know?
I don't think we're going to go to war with Iran.
No, that isn't necessarily bad, but I like how we lost...
No,
we'll
go to war with Pakistan.
The irony is, they're too powerful. It would be a major conflict. Well, I think
that's why I'm saying Pakistan.
Well, it's pretty stupid that we're going to go to war with Iran after we pull out of Iraq. That's really fucking retarded. You ask me.
Well,
it became official this week.
It's manpower, doesn't it?
But they're going to concentrate on Afghanistan and move into Pakistan. And then once we rape and pillage both those countries, we'll start targeting Iran like we...
I don't know, man. Pakistan's a nuclear...
Years.
Pakistan's a nuclear power. I don't know. We really should be...
Wasn't it Iran?
You don't see the irony there?
Drone
at? Was that?
Isn't that where we lost the drone? Was it in Iran?
Iran, yeah.
It was Mars. We lost the drones on Mars, I believe.
We lost the...
We haven't went in to try to get that back.
Well, Obama asked on Monday. He put a formal request asking for it back. Like, okay, please give it back.
Well, at least he's polite.
And then I saw the interview with Ahmadinejad, and he's like, it seems they give us... I think they give us this drone. They want us to have this spy plane. Literally, that's what he said. America must want us to have this spy plane.
Well, they claim they shot it down, the U.S. Like, oh yeah, no, we lost it. It looks brand new.
It didn't get shot down. It's untouched. It probably just ran out of power. Someone forgot to charge it. It came down. Probably just landed all safe. And then the Iranians said they can control it. So we have figured out how to control it. It's probably not that special anyway. It's probably got a big camera on it and a computer and a Wi-Fi connection.
Your average 12-year-old could probably fly
probably
play enough video games.
IG-69 could probably control it.
You don't think it's funny that the reason we're not invading Iran and Pakistan is that they have weapons of mass destruction?
Well, Iran doesn't have them yet, and Israel's just looking for an excuse to fly over and they probably are now.
You don't think any of the camera info is on a card or a hard drive? You think it's on Wi-Fi back to them?
Well,
in the cloud?
It's on satellite internet connection. It's on some kind of wireless data back,
So there's nothing hard in a hard drive.
I doubt it. There might be a little operating system running there. Maybe something like Linux or something.
You know, the British UAVs are controlled by Xbox controllers.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Should look into that. All right, cool. All right, guys, look, we're going to be right back. It's break time. I'm going to make a sandwich, get some coffee. I expect you guys to do the same. We'll be right back in about, I don't know, coffee? But it might be a little too late for coffee. Iced tea. Make some iced tea. Sweet tea. All right, everybody. When we come back, Tucker
Hot.
Mike with his special recipe for iced tea.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Yo, this makes, you know what I'm saying? You got niggas that don't like me for whatever reason. You got niggas that don't want to see me rich. You got niggas that's mad because I'm always with they bitch. Then you got niggas that just don't like me. You know, those PhD niggas. But you know, I pop a lot of shit, but I back it up, though. See, there's a difference. A lot of niggas pop shit, and a lot of niggas don't make hits. But it's like, this old bad boy shit, we come to bring it to y'all niggas. Me, B.I., Puff, Lox, whoever, Black Rob. If you wanna dance, we dance. Now, pick what lace who? They ain't what mates do. Got a lot of girls that I love to replace you.
And we're back. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. I literally got the sandwiches out of the toaster oven as the music was starting. I came running. On the line here, we got UK Ted, Tucker Mike, Evil Artie.
Oh, Carlito, that's where me and her went.
And Ken, who? What?
Me and Mina, who?
Yeah, Tasha, yeah, what's up?
That's where we went last weekend.
Puff Daddy concert.
Bay Ridge,
Greg Sushi, best sushi.
How many rolls we got total?
Best sushi in Orlando, how many did you get?
16.
Ooh.
For $40.
I would.
Yeah, I got 11.
I was going to say, how many did you eat and how many did she eat?
Well, she ate off of one of my tempura ones.
All right.
They got the best sushi rolls, though.
Was that the first time you ever went there? Was it me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Artie's talking about...
Quite since.
Artie's talking about this place that I went to. So where was it? It's, what is it, $22 all you can eat sushi, but you have to
it's
eat it all?
$20. But you have to eat it all. You can share only if the other person orders the same thing.
Yeah.
Another $20.
Yeah. And whatever you don't eat, they charge you insanely a lot for, like, a roll.
Yeah.
Like, $5 for a roll.
But, dude, here's what happened. Can I talk about weed?
Yeah, sure. Whatever, I guess.
Okay, well, anyways.
What
are
you talking about?
Remember that bald guy you were talking about?
Bald guy.
The old bald guy who works there?
Old bald guy. That works at the sushi place?
Yeah.
You
said he's an asshole?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, anyways, my buzz was wearing off while we were waiting, and I've never been this excited to get food in my life, you know?
Okay.
Because I had 7 of them on the list coming, and I'm like, I want one of each immediately.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, the salmon ones taste just like pussy.
Oh, yeah, they do. They taste like salty pussy. Yep.
I know. Okay. But anyways, that's beside the point.
Uh-huh.
But I go out and in the car, I sit in the passenger seat. We had a pre-packed bowl in there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I bend forward, like, under the glove compartment and take a hit. And there's this car with the doors, both doors open across, just sitting there, but I can't see anyone, like, in the car, you know?
Right.
And it's, like, facing me across the little thing.
Across.
Between Bay Ridge and the shopping plaza.
Yeah.
It was that bald guy in the car.
Was he smoking?
I think he was watching me smoking.
Oh, shit.
Because I bet they hate it when stoners come in.
Everywhere's got stoners that come in, you know?
I know, but when stoners come in, that's the people who rip them off, basically. You get a lot of sushi for a long time.
So you get high, you get munchies, you come in. No, when I get high, when I used to a lot, like, you get the munchies, I end up, like, I'm, like, super hungry, and I get full really fast, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, whoa. I usually end up not eating way as much. I order a lot. Like, I'll go to 7-Eleven and I'll get like $15 worth of fucking Cheetos and 1,000 things, and I'll only I won't eat that much though of it. I take that back now, but because one time I got really high with my ex girlfriend and I dragged her. I was like, all right, we're gonna go to all the fast food places today. So we started at Waffle House. We had waffles at Waffle House, and then I got a Whopper at Burger King. You know where this was, Artie? This is over there in DeBary, over close to where you live. I went to that Burger King that you go to a lot.
Oh, really?
I went to that Waffle House that's there. I don't even think it's open anymore.
It's open.
All right, then I went to that Burger King, then I went to that McDonald's to get fries, and then I drove all the way to Orange City to get a Frosty from Wendy's.
What about Chick-fil-A?
Nah, I don't like Chick-fil-A.
Was Chick-fil-A around then?
don't know. There's a Chick-fil-A out there?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's been around forever. I don't know about
that. In that town. I don't think so. I don't know. Oh, that Chick-fil-A. Yeah,
the one right next to the
Walmart. It wasn't around then. No, that Chick-fil-A didn't show up until after I moved out of that town.
Yeah.
I never liked Chick-fil-A. It's a big ripoff. It sucks. What am I fucking chicken for? Chicken.
It's just too expensive.
This guy
in the chat room to put up a phone number for a guy in Japan. I think we should prank it.
Okay, that's the number. Yeah, that was a little broken from Bob the Flamboyant Builder. Yes. Good deal.
I'm a little rusty, but I used to live in Japan, so my Japanese is fairly good.
Oh, did you? Mushy mushy. Hey, that reminds me. What about Milkman? Let's try to call Milkman.
His screen name is actually has Japan in the title. So.
The
Milkwoman.
Well,
please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
I sure as hell will.
This back under MFR fired again?
No. I had a talk with him. I told him he had to get over it.
Hey, man. Could be in pussy.
Hey, Milkman.
Hey, what's up, bro?
You still busy?
I thought it was his voicemail.
Shut up, Artie. I know. I thought it was. Yeah, it sounded like his voicemail. Milkman, it sounds like your voicemail where you go hello and you give like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you still busy?
No, I just got out, man. I'm getting ready to start working, so I'll be able to talk probably about like 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll call you back. If I forgot, then you call my cell and I'll call you. All right.
I'll call you on the cell. That's cool.
Or text me. All right. See you, man. Bye.
Okay, thanks,
Greg. I hope everything's okay.
Oh, can we call a monkey at Burger King?
I don't know if I have the number. I keep eating today out of the air. I'm sorry, guys, man. This is a quest.
Mm-hmm. I just want to call him and ask him about the nude policy at Burger King.
I'm sitting there.
Or you call Burger King up. I think today they're giving away free fries, so you can fuck with them about that, too.
Is that today or tomorrow?
I think it's today, the 16th.
Oh, man, I missed my fries. I should call Jack Masterson.
Okay, you should show up the drive-thru window naked.
It was a prank we had with Jack Masterson where he was too late for the free Grand Slam at Denny's.
Don't you do that every year?
You do my free Grand Slam. He's like, no, you're wrong. It's 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Or whatever, the opposite.
That
8 a.m.
stayed on forever.
Yeah, I know. Two calls, and they were long as fuck. Yeah. Anyway, Japan.
Probably 20 minutes.
Japan. We will call Japan. And then after that, UK Ted, we will do some lonesome calls. Maybe lonesome can find the monkey in Japan. In Burger King that Artie likes so much.
What are you trying to say? Monkeys are in Japan?
No.
Are Japanese are monkeys?
Well, you know.
Japanese for monkey is saru.
There you go.
Saru. Thing is, though, I mean, if I start shouting at them in Japanese, I mean, nobody else would understand it, so it would just be amusing me. Nobody else. There's no fun in that.
Diana Jones.
Funny enough, it's also what they call President Obama in the news media over there.
Oh, jeez.
Saru, really?
No, it's not. Yeah. President Monkey today. See that?
No, in Japan, I wouldn't put it past them.
And it's not that they're really
It's
not that they're outwardly being racist. Really, it's just that they don't really interact. You know, so they don't.
Yeah, there's an advert campaign in Japan at the moment, which is for a like a hair care product called Gatsby.
Uh huh.
And it's their adverts is just a group of Rastafarian guys. They sort of like fixing their hair. And in the room, yeah, there's a chimpanzee dressed exactly the same as them, just copying them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, really?
Seriously, I'll see if I can find the pictures and I'll post them.
They love the Rastafarians.
That's
good.
Yeah, but
these four Rastafarians and a chimpanzee all dressed the same.
Well, recently, about 4 years ago, they had a campaign. A pamphlet campaign that were given out to tourists as they came into the airport there in Tokyo about what to do during an earthquake before the big earthquake happened. It was information for tourists of what to do in Japan when you're in an earthquake, and it had like their Japanese animation little cartoon, like, you know, duck and cover and all this stuff.
Yeah, they've always been earthquake aware, so.
Yeah, they are very earthquake aware.
They knew that was coming.
Yeah, they were ready for the big one, but they for the black guy that they represent, the black tourist guy, it's like freaking Sambo, like.
Sambo,
it's
the black
like
face.
The big red lips in the black face.
The boggy.
Yeah, you know, and like they
boggy
totally. Yeah, like, I guess because someone came into the airport as a black guy, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, but that's what they don't know, I guess, you know, like, it's bad. They just don't have that. But I guess since then, they fixed it, you know, they took that out, but...
That shit is whack.
But that's it, though. I mean, they're not trying to be offensive.
No.
They just don't know, but
they don't know.
It is offensive.
I know. Yeah, they don't know. Because over here, you're like, all the time, and they probably take a lot of offense to that, but they're polite. Like, look, when I call Charlie all the time, he doesn't get super mad about the whole phone call when I do that to him. What?
That was just a voicemail message.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it was just repeat.
So they're closed?
No, it was the SoftBank. SoftBank's a mobile phone company, cell phone company.
Oh, okay. So it was going to a voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Well,
I was listening to RBCP once, and this was pretty interesting what he did.
What?
I think some company, I think it's called Bell, uh-huh, in Canada. When you call in to do shit about your account, the phone company, you just say, at Bell, my voice is my password.
Mm-hmm.
So RBCP was watching a movie where, like, a voice password, that's got pieces of the person's voice.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
To break in. Oh. So yeah, he called up the guy and got him to say each of those words. They put it together and he got through.
Oh.
So he could do anything.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That RBCP is quite the trickster.
Yeah.
Quite. Where is he tonight? He's not around. He's usually around for the show. Jerk.
According to what Ari just said, he's probably in jail.
He's probably. He deserves to be in jail. Good for him.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Roy.
Hey, you want to call? You want to call for? We should call. Let's call for something. Let's get some product.
Call about the Audi.
Not the Audi guy. I don't have his number on me. I should have saved it better. He never answered. He hasn't answered since those first two calls.
Fresh content.
Yeah. No. Let's Genie Bra Health Master. What was the Health Master? Was that the wet? No. Was it the New Wave Oven? Is what we should call.
But I'll call from this insurance company, though.
I'm pretty sure New Wave Oven closes at midnight. No, they don't. They don't. I called them with blackout like at 1 o'clock in the morning 2 weeks ago.
Called what?
Artie, order an oven. Or anybody. Ken, you want this? I don't know.
How you doing, ma'am?
Hello? How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Is that okay with you?
No, it's not. But whatever.
Well, then you're yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you calling in to place an order today?
Yes, I am, but I have a question about the oven.
Yeah.
How long does it take, like, when I cook the food and eat it, how long does it take for me to take a shit in the toilet?
Probably about as long as it would take for anybody to.
How long does it take for you?
How long does it usually take you?
Well, sometimes it takes me 4 hours, but I don't want it to make it take 3 hours.
Hmm. Okay.
You quicken the shitting?
Consult a doctor about that.
We want to make sure we get our money's worth.
You might want to talk to a doctor about that one.
Well, how long does it take you with the shit in the oven? Hello?
Who is this?
This is Cross. How long does it take you to shit in the oven? In the toilet. I'm sorry, in the toilet. I forgot. I made a mistake.
You got multiple personalities?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
My voice changed.
You should probably talk to a doctor about that, too.
No, I'm asking you. I should ask your doctor. What's your doctor's information?
It's 1-800-LIFE.
Will your doctor tell me about the miscarriage you had? Hello? No? Okay.
I bet she did have a miscarriage.
That's not funny, Artie. Why'd you say that?
No, because she hung up, you know?
Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling into order your new wave oven. My name is Jody, and I just want to let you know this call will be recorded for quality.
Yeah,
insurance.
My wife is spotting.
Excuse me?
My wife is spotting.
I think you have the wrong number. This is for the new wave.
Yeah, she turned it on and she started spotting.
She turned her oven on and she's spotting?
She's spotting, yeah, like in her panties or spots. She has spotting coming, like hemorrhaging.
Okay, what would you like me to do about that?
Well, I want your information. I want to know what it says there about women spotting.
Sir, this is a new wave oven ordering line.
Okay.
I think you have the wrong phone number.
No, we turned on the new wave oven and my wife started spotting immediately.
Okay, well, I don't know. I can't do anything about that.
What does that usually mean? I'm concerned. She doesn't know. She just started getting her period.
Okay, well, maybe then she should call her doctor, sir.
Well, she's never had her period before until she just started getting it for the first time this year. So we're not very...
Okay, well... Sir, I can't do anything about that.
Well, what does it usually mean to you, like, if you start spotting? What could it be? Are you, you're a woman, you know what, they tell you this stuff, right? I'm a man, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you should probably call her doctor, sir.
But can't you just tell me what it usually means for a woman to start spotting? Is it dangerous?
Sir, I don't, I can't.
What would, if you started spotting right now, what would you do? Would you just put a tampon on, or would you, like, call a doctor?
I would probably call 911.
911 for spotting? Is that serious?
Well, if she's never had it before, probably.
Oh, my God. What about the baby?
Sir, I would call her doctor, okay?
And what's the new wave oven have to do with the spotting? Why did it start?
I mean, if I have the phone number, I can just have them call you.
Well, yeah, if you want. I don't know. Can you connect them? Can you transfer me?
All right, well, I'll have them come to you, okay?
Who's them? Who are they?
The police.
You said the doctor, not the police.
Okay, well, I'm going to call 911, so they're going to send the police to your door.
You're going to call 911? You're going to call 911 there where you are to run New Mexico over here? This is silly.
We lost the patient.
This is silly. Silly. God.
Hey, can I have a go at calling one of these, the New Wave guys?
You want to call them? Sure.
Yeah, she's
going to be clever, though. She makes sure to put off that sign about that it's going to be recorded.
Jill says she'd call 911 if she broke a nail. I like that. She would. Oh my God, a nail.
I'm going to go to Wyden, New Mexico.
Hi, and thanks for calling in to order your New Wave Oven Pro. My name's Lynn, and we do record the call. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
My name's Jim.
Hi, Jim. Are you calling into order?
Yeah, I just wanted to check something, actually. I've been just been looking at pictures and stuff on the video on the infomercial, right? Is that, sorry, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Oh, good. Okay. No, I just wanted to check. Am I good to cook shellfish in the new wave?
Shellfish? They're going to send you, you know, that's customer service. I really don't know for sure.
Right.
They're going to send you...
Well, the thing is, I wanted to use it specifically for lobster. Is that
okay,
correct?
I really don't know.
Yeah, well, when I know,
for sure.
Pay attention. When I cook lobster, obviously it's they're live when you put them in the pot. You boil them live, obviously. Is that okay in the new wave?
I doubt it highly, sir.
But no, I mean, this is how you cook lobster and crab as well. You
boil it, but I doubt highly you could put live ones in a new wave.
Well, what live things could I put in the new wave?
Sir, really, are you calling into order?
Well, I need to check that this is okay for what I want first.
You know what, though? I'm going to give you the customer service and they can deal with you.
Yeah, you
are you ready? Sure. Do you have a pen?
No, you're going to transfer me.
No, I can't do that, sir. I'm in the call center.
Okay, but you can tell me which live things I can put in the oven, right?
No, I really can't because I don't know. But you have a nice night, okay?
Jews.
Jews. We're Jews coming to the whole thing.
I should have asked her if the new wave oven will make her make you sterile.
Thank you for calling New Wave. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. Is that okay?
Record, yes. Just record, please.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
This is Horse.
Okay, and are you calling in to order a New Wave oven?
Yes, I was curious, the different attachment that you have?
What do you mean, different attachments?
You have several, a whole myriad of things you can order with it, right? The drink maker and all that?
We have the baking kit, the party mixer, and the twister. We also have the extender ring kit and the pizza kit.
Okay. All right.
Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, which other ones do you have?
That's all that we have.
I was specifically looking for the one that you could use to cook the horse.
Okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to help you with that. You should probably try to Google it, though.
No, there's an attachment for it. Stupid. There is a horse attachment. I know there is. Artie?
Very unhelpful customer service people.
Must be a small call center to catch it on that quick.
Where did horse start anyway? I must have not been privy to this.
Hi, thanks for calling into Order New Wave Oven Pro. My name's Lynn. We do record the call. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. How many cigarettes do you smoke? She does smoke cigarettes, I know.
Oh.
Have another bourbon.
Where she is.
Speaking I'm going to hop in the shower real quick. I'm going to be muted.
Speaking of which, I'm going to start smoking. I started smoking this week. Smoking a cigarette.
You started smoking a cigarette?
Yep.
Cigarettes?
What the fuck are you smoking?
Smoking gets you glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm meeting for about 20 minutes.
Alright.
You know what cigarettes makes you do? Makes happen to you?
Makes you horny.
You want another cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it makes you rock hard.
I like cigarettes. It makes you rock hard.
So is your aisle fixed now then, Carlos?
No, not fixed. It's getting there slowly. Like yesterday I went out, I was on my way to my interview. I can't drive. But I was getting a ride to my interview, which is embarrassing to get a ride to an interview. But I could see a little more yesterday. I could see, you know, some little details and stuff, you know. Well, my bad.
I was listening to the podcast, and it just sounded like so much effort to go into just for one eye. You know, lying on your face for a week.
Oh,
is just
my God, it's wonderful. Crazy. Well, the thing
why
is...
Why don't you just cut it out and wear an eye patch like a
He
pilot.
Almost did cut it out. He said he got to it, and he said the eye was so bad that all the blood vessels in the eye were white. I don't know if I talked about this part, but all the blood vessels were white behind the eye. He said the eye was basically dead, and he contemplated, as soon as he started, just taking the eye out. Literally, he contemplated it, and he said, let me try. I don't think so. He couldn't even see the retina in there. The retina is like the size of a stamp, and it had detached, and it was somewhere in there. And he started, and he said luckily he was able to get it working. He scraped there was all the scar tissue in the back from the bleeding that had happened. What happens is the scar tissue, your retina, your eyes, it's just a big ball and it's full of this jelly. Your retina sits on the back, and that's like the film in a camera, all right? The light comes in, and the film is your retina. So,
cones, eh?
Yeah, I guess, whatever. So that's this is what my Korean doctor told me, right? So anyway,
use an ice cream scoop.
No, little microscopic instruments. But he started scar tissue forms on that back wall of the eye, and it starts pulling on it, like it puckers it up, you know, and that's what, because it stretches it in, you know, and that's what pulled my retina off in the back there. And I remember the minute my retina detached, because it was actually, I already had the surgery ready to go, I had my injection, I was just waiting for Monday to come, and it was Sunday morning, and I was sitting down, all of a sudden I saw like a flash in my eye. He's like, did you see a flash in your eye? I said, yes. Yeah, that's when it pulled off. He said, you saw a flash and it went away real quick? And I was like, yeah, and after that I had like a big dark circle, perfect circle in my eye vision. He said, oh yeah, that's when it was. Yep.
So what do I have to do? Like, what major life changes do I have to make for this not to happen to me? Because that sounds horrible.
Well, you're British, so you guys don't have a big diabetes problem there in Britain, I don't think, right? I don't think that's a big problem over there, is it?
Not so much, but it is getting worse. We're getting serious obesity issues now. We're catching up with the USA.
Catching up?
Yeah. We're the fattest country in Europe.
Alright, yeah, I guess that would make sense. Well,
yeah,
and what's with the, you know, and they say the French have the
your diet, y'all's as a country is horrible.
Well, not as bad as France. Not as bad as France. And everyone, and I was reading a book on diabetes, and it said one of the things they're trying to figure out is how the French don't seem to be that affected by long-term health effects. They are, but not like to the extent as they are in the United States and other parts of Europe.
It's because a lot of the fats that the French consume are dairy-based. They drink
outside of Britain, where you go in the world warning British cuisine, you don't.
Right.
Well, whereas in America, the fats are their cornstarch-based. So
yeah, that's the trade-off. That's our own government fucking it up for everyone else.
Well, there's the big
in recent years.
Well, I read a book.
The recipes, were great back in the day.
Well, just go to the grocery store and you'll see about the whole corn. I mean, I read a book recently, and there's a documentary out there too. I saw when I was facing down. Well, during that time, I saw a documentary on my phone on Netflix on the Android app, all about the corn thing. You know. It's pretty wicked. Like, and the book, I did an audio book that I listened to, and the guy says, from the moment you walk into the grocery store, everything is corn. Like, from the meat has been corn-fed to all the products. He said even the vegetables now are sprayed with corn-based waxes and stuff to make them shiny. And,
that was Food Inc., wasn't it?
Yeah, well, no, different one. Food Inc. didn't go as, I forget what it's called. It's a book. It's called The Tragedy of the Carnivore, or something like that. I don't know. But goes into detail, and then he even says, even down to the building itself that you're walking into, the walls, the paint, the plastic bags, everything is made out of, it has corn in it, you know. The materials that build the grocery store you're in is all corn. Corn all over.
And it's all one strain of corn as well, isn't it? It's a monoculture.
It
that's what's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
This is fairly recent, too. I mean, in history. Maybe 15, 20 years at the most. This has started to happen.
Well, yeah. Well, there were parts of, I mean, the Midwest was always, I mean, always proud of, you know, we're corn-fed and this and that. But
yeah, corn-fed, but not...
But the cattle were still, you know...
Monsanto.
Yeah, Monsanto. Yeah,
new.
Yeah, because basically they've got corn to the point now where it's... It doesn't procreate at all. And you need to buy the seed from Monsanto, whoever, every year. Because the first yield is, like, huge. Huge yield you'll get. If you use the same seed the second year, you get a third of what you did the first time. And after that, it doesn't reproduce at all. Oh, man, it's crazy.
Actually, it's been known that a single strand of human hair contains actual corn. Believe it or not, that is how much corn is being in the food supply.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, let me, I want to recommend this book, Tuck. You might, I don't know, if you watch Dig Nation. Dig Nation, is it over yet? I think this is the last week of Dig Nation, right? Isn't that it?
I don't know what's, they're going away. I haven't viewed Dig Nation regularly.
Me neither. Yeah, it was either last week or this week, but, the last Dig Nation. But, I saw a recent one, and Kevin Rose recommended this book about the corn problem. What's it called here? I can't find it. Am I in audiobooks here? Let's see. Game of Thrones, Michael Pollan, Audacity of Hope. No, I can't find it. Ah, The Omnivore's Dilemma. That's what it is. The Omnivore's Dilemma. I recommend it.
Mm. Bigger question, is it even really corn anymore? I mean, they're getting so good at it. GMO.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. And they said, like, even fish now, like, they're breeding salmon that'll live off of corn instead of being a carnivore. Yeah. All right. Well, continuing on, Mikey 129's here. Hey, man.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, did you see that image I put up?
No. Where?
We don't look at images.
We're sure. Image-free society here.
I'm
working on a Madhouse anniversary mission patch.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you were asking what anniversary year it is. Yep. I don't know. We started 2005, so we missed the 5th and 6th anniversary. We didn't do anything for the 5th or 6th anniversary. So
because you were out or living or whatever.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, so it'll be the July, this coming July will be the 7th anniversary. 7 years of the show.
Really? So we're already in six? We already passed six?
We're in season six right now. We're in the middle of season six right now, technically.
Yeah, it's in the IRC.
It's in the IRC? There we go, let me see. In the IRC.
We gotta get our shit together and do a big, huge seven.
I like it, Masterson. Little John. Little John's one word, sir.
Ralph
Little John is one word. The real Ralph Little John does exist, and actually, he's a friend of mine from high school, played football with me, talks exactly like the dad, has that voice, the slow CP kind of thing. And I actually found him on Facebook, and we've been talking to each other, and I told him that his name is used on my show. He's sort of cracking up. He's like, are you for real, man? And, yeah, so he wants me to... He's a trucker. He wanted me to give him a call. He's this overweight Filipino dude that played football with me in high school. Funny, awesome guy.
Wow, the trifecta right there. Overweight, Asian, and plays football. And, How about that?
And he's a trucker now, too. So
trucker.
Yep. Yeah, Andy used to pick on him a lot, dude, back in high school all the time.
Speaking of truckers, is Milkman not on tonight?
She was to call him back, right?
He's going to call us.
Yeah, we'll call
him. Mr. Busy. Oh, he has to have something going on. Let's call us.
Mr. Busy Pants. Yeah. Okay, listen. Yeah. This song reminds me we got to do prank calls. Let's do them. Lonesome Loser Numbers. Let's do them.
Madden.
Nene is having a fit.
What if they're not having a fit? I'm sorry. My good friend, let me learn it properly from my guru, then I will teach you.
Yeah, you guys got into the whole discussion in the chat room during the break there. I saw about going to war, Pakistan, Iran. Interesting stuff. And then the election. Someone said Obama got reelected. I saw that Obama this week asked for email addresses of Republicans. Like, if you have email addresses of Republicans, send them here. We want to message them. I guess the going conspiracy is that the Obama re-election campaign is going to email them to support during the primaries whatever candidate they think is the weakest. So that'll be the candidate that gets put through by the Republican Party against Obama.
Well, I
would suspect this Newt Gingrich, and I suspect it's already happening, to be honest with you. I don't know. I think the returns from... I saw some results from Iowa today where Newt Gingrich is still in fourth place, actually.
Have you had the New Hampshire primary then? Have you already had the New Hampshire primary?
No, not until January.
All right.
The first one's always New Hampshire, right? Isn't that the first one?
Yeah.
They moved it earlier this year because Florida moved theirs really early. So New Hampshire's fun. We'll do ours
later. Should ban Floridians from voting.
Shut up.
Good evening, Lapin Restaurant. Ben speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is this France food?
Who?
Is this France food?
Francie?
France food.
French food, yes, sir.
France food, yeah. Listen, when I eat there, do I instantly become scared of people and not want to fight?
Wait a minute, I can't understand what you're saying.
I ate your food, and I became scared of people, and I wouldn't fight. Hello?
Wait a minute, I'm turning on a recorder. I want to record this.
Yeah? Is it on yet?
No, not yet. Hold on.
Can you stop the piano music?
Thanks for holding. May I have you, please?
Yeah, are you French?
No, I'm Chinese.
Ha, ni hao ma.
Yeah. What can I do for you, sir?
Chingale to Malewe.
No, what can I do for you, sir?
You can go shove it up your ass.
If you do it, I'll be glad to do it myself, too.
Is that what you want me to put in your ass? Is you have a big ass?
No, no. You have, stick it to your own, mother.
You have a great big ass? Wow. Yes, hello? You were saying something? There we go. Anybody want to talk to him? He seems interested. Yeah. Anybody?
Do you think that's what it actually means?
No, not yet. Charlie won't tell me. He thinks it's hilarious when we say it, but... He's like, what'd you say? That's funny. I'm eating two sandwiches. This is bad.
Good day.
Hello, sir.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me?
Yeah? This is Chinese man?
No. What would you like? Make reservation?
Yeah, I'm going to touch your hair and stroke it and smell it.
Hey, you want to touch my cock?
Do you have hair on it?
You son of a bitch.
Does it have hair?
Huh?
Does it have hair?
You're stupid. You're fucking stupid, you know?
Can I smell down there?
Fuck you, asshole.
I bet it smells fantastic.
But it has sparkles on it, I bet, and it smells like gummy bears. All right. IG69 added a phone number. Phone number for who, IG69? What are you trying to pull here? Okay. IG69 is off his game today. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, he's not laughing at his own jokes again.
He's playing with himself.
Do that at 14 a lot, man. I did. Shit.
Okay. Yeah.
3-4 times a day.
It's nuts. What's wrong with him?
Tell me about it. I'm not ashamed to say I got cuts on my wang for a while. I was doing it so much. It was irritated. But I'm not, I think every guy's had that problem. Right, guys?
Man, pour a little Listerine on there. You'll be alright.
Yeah.
Hello, you have reached the Pound Restaurant. We are unable to answer you.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Hamilton Petit Cafe.
What happens there?
Small little coffees.
What doesn't happen there is the question.
Exactly, again.
IG69, give us your grandma's number.
I got it. I'll give it to you.
You have reached 7.
1, 2, 5. What is Health Master? I don't remember. I got Health Master here, but that's the Montel Williams blender.
Montel Williams blender?
He was selling a blender, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he sells it in that Sylvia, whatever psychic came on.
And putting his name on it helps sell it.
Sylvia Brown. She's always with him. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is the Health Masters.
Yes, thank you for calling about the Montel William Health Masters.
Yeah, I saw that. That Sylvia Brown was talking about it too.
Okay, this is Jerry.
Huh?
To ensure proper handling, quality assurance, this call will be recorded. May I continue?
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Would you like to place an order?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm sorry. May I have your first name?
Your first name is Horse?
Okay, your last name?
Carrot.
Pardon me?
Carrot.
Hello. Why carrot talk? Why would you say that? Why horse carrot talk? I don't...
Why not horse carrot?
Why not horse... No. Pony. Tony horse. Hello.
Thank you for calling about the Montel William Health Master. This is Benita. To ensure proper handling and quality assurance, this call will be recorded. May I continue?
Yeah, I'm Kyle's brother.
Okay, may I have your first name, please?
This is Tony.
Okay, Tony, and your last name?
Horse.
Is Is that H-O-R? Can you spell it for me, please?
H-O-R-S-E.
Okay, one moment. Okay, the Health Master is a great way to eat healthy and reach a goal of living well by preparing whole, fresh foods in minutes. Today you'll get the Living Well Health Master, the Super Slim Me Diet Plan, and four recipe books offered. Hello?
Yes?
Offer just four payments of $49.99 plus processing and handling. And the Health Master is available in black and red. How many would you like in each color?
I want five blacks, and I'll give them a basketball.
I'm sorry?
Five blacks, and you give them a basketball.
Okay. And you don't want any reds?
No, God. That's racist.
Okay.
Everyone knows that black people are better at basketball than Indians. Have you ever seen Native Americans play basketball? Jesus. There's a whole point to that, guys. Blacks and reds. You get it?
Yeah, no, blacks, reds, blacks. Yeah, no, communists and, you know. Yeah.
Hello. And
Hello?
What was that? Who was that for?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny.
Carrot!
God, my penis is hard.
Horse!
Carrot!
Horse? Hello?
I have a hard horse penis.
Hello?
Is this the health doctor?
How you doing?
Who the fuck is beeping?
Horse!
Put that fucking horse back in the stable.
Yeah, so that's to order a health master? What the hell? Well, I don't know why I took IG69R. You keep hitting buttons. What's this problem?
Yeah, that's... I don't know what that is.
Stupid. Alright, you guys don't interrupt this time.
You mean no more horse noises?
No.
Maybe. Later into it. Not the beginning.
You're fired. We're fired.
Hello, and thank you for calling about the Montel Williams Health Master. This is Monica, and to ensure proper handling and quality assurance is covered, be recorded. May I continue?
Yes.
May I have your first name?
Jose.
Jose, okay. One second, please. I'm sorry. My system is very
slow. Horse!
Excuse me?
Yes.
Hello? May I have your last name?
Hernandez.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you very clear,
Hernandez.
Sir. Excuse me?
Jose Hernandez.
Okay.
Horse.
One second. All right, well, the Health Master is a great way to eat healthy and reach your goal of sleeping. Excuse me?
My horse is acting up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you're going to be funny, sir, you might want to call later.
No, listen,
okay?
I'm grooming my horse.
Otherwise, I'm going to report you. Thank you.
They did not find that funny.
I don't know why. You didn't find it funny, Tuck? Is that what it was?
No, they didn't.
No? Okay. That's okay.
And I'm just, you know, reiterating.
Going for the genie bra. The genie bra is the ultimate comfort for a bra. If you're interested in purchasing a genie bra, but have a question about our sizes, please press 1 to hear more information about sizing.
So
if you want to
put
an order for the genie bra, please press 2.
Yeah.
They must do. They're mammals, but I can't imagine it.
Horse. I'm KDK. I smoke cigarettes.
Thank you for calling to order the genie bra. My name is Mary, and I'll be helping you today. To make sure we provide the best service possible, this call will be recorded, okay?
Okay.
All right, may I have your first name, please?
Yeah, well, this is for my wife. Do you need my first name?
Well, if it's for your wife, then we'll use your wife's name.
Well, it's a gift for her. I don't want her to know.
Oh, okay. Your name is fine, then.
My name is Ted.
Ted, okay. And your last name, Ted?
Asher.
A-S-H-E-R?
Yes.
All right.
Honk, honk.
Now, with today's exclusive
honk,
offer...
Honk, honk.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, with today's
honk,
exclusive offer, you receive three Genie bras, perfect rainy occasion.
Honk, honk.
One in nude, one in white.
Honk, honk.
For only payments of $19.99.
Honk, honk.
Free processing and handling.
Honk, honk. She's trying not to laugh. You heard her.
Should have told her it was for you instead of your wife.
Don't tell my wife.
Don't tell my wife about it, man.
Honk, honk. All right.
Tell her it's for you and you just want to feel pretty.
All right, guys. The Kathmandu Kitchen. I connect Milkman and Lion, but you guys are being all discombobulated and loud, and he's just going to get mad about it.
No, he won't like that.
You're not talking over Carlito. I'll call him later.
Right before. I'm going to write Super Mistress Carpet.
Hi, dummy. What kind of food is this?
Sorry?
Honk. Is this Indian food or what exactly?
Yes, sir.
Honk, 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 honk. Hello?
Sorry?
Honk, honk, honk.
Sorry?
Yeah, I want to make an order then?
Yes, sir. Pick up to go order?
Honk. For pick up, I'll come collect it.
Okay.
Honk.
Okay, how would you like, sir?
One order of, let's see, do you have Papadoms?
Papadoms, yes, sir.
Yep, Papadoms.
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
Do you have pilau rice?
Sorry?
Pilau rice.
You want a pilau rice?
Okay. And one banchud?
Sorry?
Banchud. One banchud?
I'm sorry, sir?
One banchud.
One banchud?
Banchud.
Sorry?
Banchud!
Hello?
Yes.
Marichud.
Marichud, Banchud, do you have that?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uluk pata.
Fuck you, bitch.
You
fuck
bastard. You black crow.
Fuck you.
Are you Bengali? What are you?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Bastard. Your mother's here right now. I'm marichuding her.
Fuck you.
I'm chooting your mother.
You have sister?
No.
You have sister?
No, 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 no sister.
I want him, man.
I have a brother. You want him, don't
you?
You
motherfucker.
You gay.
Don't back call.
You black crow bastard.
Comedian. You remember?
No.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey.
Why is that man talking to me like that?
What is that?
Why is that man talking to me like that?
Hey, we got your number, man.
Why is he talking? Listen, stupid Indian. Why is he talking to me like that?
What?
You stupid Indian banshee, why is he talking to me like that?
Shut your mouth, okay?
Shut your mother's legs, please. It smells bad.
And I gave your number to the police and you will be responsible for that.
Did you do it
already?
No. I don't understand. Speak English, please. Say it again.
You understand, man.
Mm-mm. What?
Don't call here, okay?
Do you wash your hands after you shit in the toilet? Do you wash your hands in the toilet? That was nice.
That guy sounded like an ulukopata.
You did. Ted, why don't you talk to him, since you want to talk to someone?
You can say that again.
I can't be relied upon to make prank calls tonight, I'm afraid.
Oh dear, I'm too busy sleeping to you, watching the Queen on the BBC.
Oh dear.
Terribly busy.
Yes, hi.
Hey, someone's not here.
What?
Hello?
My mother is not here. Out.
Sorry, is this the Indian restaurant? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Kathmandu?
Yes?
Yeah, sorry, I'd like to place an order, please.
Well, I was going to, but then you started swearing at me. I'm a little offended.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, sorry, I want you to explain to me why you were swearing at me.
Hey, what do you want? What do you want?
I wanted to make an order.
Huh?
I wanted to reserve a table and order some food, but as soon as you answered the phone, you started swearing at me. Explain yourself.
We can serve food for you.
Yeah, you're not going to serve me food because I called you trying to reserve a table and you started swearing at me.
No, we are closed. We are closed, I know.
Banjud.
Okay?
Banjud.
At last. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
What?
Your motherfucker Banjud, right? Motherchud, is that what that means? When you have... Do your mother? Hmm?
Huh?
Your mother, you know?
Where is your mother? She's here, man.
No, she's dead.
She's here?
No, she's dead.
She's in front of me.
I have no mother. I never had a mother. My mother is your mom. Your mother is my mother.
Is that a fucker?
Yeah, you fucking shit. You stupid little shit. Stay on the line, you stupid asshole.
Hello, good evening, Shogun. Where can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order, please. I don't want any crap.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
One second, hold on.
Thank you, buddy. Nice guy.
Okay, sir. Where?
Yes, I'd like to make
can
an order.
Your name, please?
Yes, yeah, this is Ashoka.
What's your name? Ashoka?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sir. And what's your phone number?
It's 858.
Okay.
350. Extension 947.
8583507.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Extension 947.
947. So we are closing like 10 p.m., right?
Oh, I'm coming there to pick it up. Do you have pilau rice?
Yeah, pilau rice, okay.
Okay, one order of papadoms.
One order of papadom, okay.
And one order of stinky banchud.
What is this?
Banchud.
What is this?
Banchud is, you know, it's my friend said to order banchud.
What is this?
Motherchud and banchud.
Is that wrong place? You have to go to.
No, somewhere. you're a banchud, right? Because of your mother and your father. Hmm. Hello. Oh, he didn't get mad. He was about to. He didn't.
Hello, good evening, Shogun. Where can I help you?
Yes, I made an order for your sister. Is she ready to pick up?
Yes. What's your name?
Huh? Ashoka?
Okay. So, what's your order, sir?
One order of pilau rice.
Okay.
One order of papadoms.
Okay.
And one sister.
What do you mean?
By your sister. I want to have your sister.
I don't have anyone.
Do you have mother?
Come on, man.
How many fathers?
Why are you wasting?
Huh? You big nose bastard.
Can you hold on 1 minute?
1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay, quiet.
Yes, sir.
No answer there anymore. Okay, those are some Indian numbers that we called. We have one Indian restaurant left. Would anybody like to call an Indian restaurant? Anybody? Anybody out there?
Hey, Carlito, in the Skype chat, I put that link to that video again.
What Skype chat?
If you want to play that.
What Skype chat? I don't have a Skype chat. Hang on. Let me see. It was a video?
Yeah, that one with Gin and Juice.
Oh. Okay. Yes, thank you. Why is it not coming up? Can you PM it to me in the chat room? Are you in the IRC?
No, but I can get back in there. Or I can do it.
This is not coming up for me. Hang on. Show IM. It's not. Hang on, let me try now. Show IM. Excuse me. No, nothing. Sorry.
I'll do it on Yahoo. Hang on.
Yahoo? IG69 is calling back. IG69, are you going to contribute or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Why were you hitting buttons on the phone? What's your problem?
It's an accident.
All right. Why is it something you get low bandwidth or something? Now what's going on?
What?
Huh? Are you being quiet?
Shh.
Shh. Quiet. Can you give us your parents' phone number? Go get your home phone number for me, IG69. I'll be right here.
Quick. Hey.
And what happened to the guy who was coming in as buyer's as boss? I had a guy who really liked that. Was that you, IG69, or was that someone else?
Maybe.
It was you, I knew it. Bastard.
Yeah.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
That Indian place is out of business for the night, unfortunately. The other one that Lonesome Loser called, or got for us. All right, everybody, we're here, Madhouse Radio, blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Blah, blah, blah.
Artie, we got Popeyes. You want to call Popeyes?
I put my home phone number in the tape.
No, not really, but I do have breaking news.
Breaking news, go ahead.
My bathroom still smells like shit.
Did you open a window or light a match or anything?
My bathroom still smells like shit.
Yeah.
Light a match, man.
Did you get that gerbil out of
your... I'm not going to hold a match up in there.
That makes it worse. That match shit doesn't work.
No. Yeah, never so much drama in the LBC.
Never worked for me.
How was that?
It's hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit. Like every single day. May I kick a little something for the cheese and make a few ends as I breeze through 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping.
Cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on. They ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. What you gonna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers on my homeboys do too. Turn off the lights and close the doors, but what? We don't love them hoes, yeah. So we gonna smoke an ounce of this. G's up, hoes down, while your motherfuckers bounce to this.
Oh.
I knew that song. Another no answer. I'm pretty good at that rap music, huh? Well, it helps when that's all you heard every day, 20 times a day on the radio.
I don't know why people talking rap music. Why don't they just sing?
I don't know, man. Because then it would be R&B. You want to talk? You live in Brooklyn. That's probably all you listen to. Yo. How come you're white and you live in Brooklyn? I don't get it.
That's Harlem.
That's not loud.
You're thinking of Harlem.
Are you near Marcy? Marcy Projects?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
Harlem
is where I'm
at.
God, that Popeyes is close too. Don't you know? You know where Marcy Projects is?
No, I have no idea.
You don't know where Marcy's son? You don't know where that is? Marcy? That's in Brooklyn. Full of shit. IG69. I don't think you're from Brooklyn, man.
Yeah. Curly, I think you're talking about Harlem.
No,
man. That's where all the blacks are.
Isn't it in Brooklyn? Marcy Projects, where Jay-Z and shit are from. Marcy, the Marcy.
Well, Harlem is a district of Brooklyn.
Ashy Larry's from there, too, I thought.
So he wouldn't have any idea.
No.
There's also a section where it's just Hasidic Jews, too. I don't think he knows anything about that.
Well, I heard Harlem wasn't bad, though. Like, Harlem isn't bad, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, next Brooklyn.
What? Yeah, let's make an order, please.
An order?
Yeah, you just turn off your stupid music over there and stop being so fucking loud.
Probably not. Thanks for calling, though.
You stupid woman.
I don't know.
I don't have any gas. LTM is here. Live track map. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Oh, thank God.
You can say beer can in an English accent, then you can say bacon in a Jamaican accent.
What? Okay, Matt.
You can, hey. Beer can.
Okay, Matt.
I can't do it. Beer can. Yeah, that's awesome. I like
beer can.
Beer can. Laugh Track Matt, have you ever heard of the Marcy Projects, Laugh Track Matt? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
You see? And there's a kid here in Brooklyn that's never heard about it.
Well, and
I have no idea what you're talking about either.
I saw it on Law and Order
SVU.
Yeah. Well, your Snoop rendition was fucking awesome, Carlito.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
This is angry. Marcy Houses, Marcy Projects, a public housing complex built and operated by New York City Housing Authority, located in Bed-Stuy. I thought you said you lived in Bed-Stuy, as a matter of fact. Right? Bed-Stuy neighborhood of Brooklyn. It's in Bed-Stuy.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I'm thinking maybe he didn't hang out with colored people.
Yeah,
hey, that's what we're trying to tell him.
You know the neighborhood that you're not allowed to go to? Your parents say you can't go down that road?
Yeah.
That's probably where it is.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's
Lucyville.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I used to go buy fucking weed. Like, I would go with my black friends to buy weed in this one project in Chicago. The expressway, it's torn down now. Yeah. But, like, they would make me park across the street and they would just run over because they're gonna think you're a cop or something and fucking shoot you.
Wow.
Like, we'll just run over. You stay parked behind this building here. No one just will run over and grab the shit.
Yeah, there was a neighborhood like that. Artie, if you're there, you know Midway in Sanford, you know what I'm talking about?
Midway in Chicago? Midway Airport?
No, there's a little airport just north of Orlando, and there's a ghetto.
Oh, no.
There's a ghetto called Midway right by it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty bad.
All Florida is crazy. Yeah. That's why Legend does well down there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I saw a video Legend had on his YouTube of him going to Disney. He was and these Disney security guys are like, "You can't record here." I was like, "The fuck? It's Disney. Everyone's got a camcorder 24/7.
Well, it's something about him.
Like, I don't get it.
Why can't I do this?
I don't know that's like my life. I'm like, I'll be the guy at Disney that tells me you can't take fucking video here. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's fucking Disney. Like, do everything. Yeah. Everyone's taking video of everything.
Yeah. Well, don't wear a
They don't like the way you're pointing the camera. They think you're pointing the camera in a suspicious way. And you have a turban on your head.
But it's like
a beard. And a gown. They're going to pick you out.
Wearing a turban and dashiki was a bad outfit choice.
Probably. Yeah. Or just having an anti-gay shirt maybe at Disney might not help either.
A pro-gay shirt.
No. You haven't been to Disney World, dude. That's like all like gay.
I used to hear about a lot of punk rockers getting thrown out of there back in the day.
Probably.
Hands and stuff.
At Disney World? I know. A friend of mine used to go there on acid all the time. And he was in, I think, Epcot, and he was tripping off of acid really bad and got kicked out. I remember.
He started freaking out.
Like, dude, of all the places why would you go to Disney? If you want to have a really bad trip, if you have a bad trip at Disney, you're going to be really fucked up.
That good trip can turn bad like that.
Yeah, but if you went there and it was crowded, if you were a local and went on like a weird day and you just knew there wasn't going to be a lot of people and you could just like cruise around Epcot ride around that silver fucking ball thing and like look at all the bullshit. That was
crowds of people is not.
I went stoned all the time at Disney. Universal especially. Like, you don't know how many times like I would get to Universal. I'd go to the very top of the parking lot and smoke like two bowls of like Crippy like really fast.
And then
just take the people mover in and my god. And then
you guys have to go to Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Well, you got to
in Florida.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Busch Gardens. Yeah, but another thing, I would go to when I would go Universal, they have this thing called Halloween Horror Nights. They're in the Halloween season. And like people, you know, you drink there, but it's number one, it's super expensive to drink, and number two, it's very like super long lines, and they only let you get one drink at a time because they figure what happens is at first people would go like, yeah, let me get five beers, and you go back and you give like beer to all your underage friends.
Yeah.
So they said, you know, one drink at a time, and you got to stand in like a freaking 20-minute line for one drink. So I would what happens is you park in a big parking garage at Universal, and you walk through the garage, and there's like a halfway point where all the garages meet, and then from there you go right into the park. So I would get to that halfway point, and it had bathrooms, and I'd go in there, and I would like down like all this alcohol. Like I would, you know, those little shooter, like little shooter test tubes. I would get a whole box. I would get like a whole box of them, and I'd stuff my pants and shit with them. So I'd like down like 20 of these like little pocket shooters of like alcohol, and I'd be like staggering drunk out of the bathroom, like,
You're putting test tubes in your ass crack. That's horrible.
Well, I don't know if they got them there, but in the clubs over here and stuff, like the waitresses go around, and they got these little test tubes.
Yeah, I don't know how you got them like outside of a bar. I didn't want to bring it up.
No, because I worked in a liquor store, and they sell them in boxes. Yeah,
nice.
They sell. There's a brand that they're foil top. They're topped with foil, and you can buy a whole box of them.
I'm taking it. The box you got wasn't purchased, though. It was it got missed.
He was working at a package store. He happened to know where how he. No,
I bought it. It wasn't expensive. Nah, it's like $5 for a box of that stuff. It's
you could just bought a fucking pint of like Everclear though, and like put it in a soda.
I can't drink hard liquor. I can't, like, on its own. I can do gin. I got to mix it. Like, I can do gin,
You could have made, like, a big-ass, like, mixed drink and walked in a plastic bottle, though,
No, they check for
like
all that.
Sounds like a bunch of fucking drinks.
Yeah, cool. you could have like done a plastic flask of like liquor and then like bought a soda when he got it.
People do that.
And made a big old rum and coke. Yeah, I've done it. Yeah. In theme parks.
Yeah, because when I worked at the liquor store there in Orlando, and people would come in like because we sold the plastic flasks there, and they're like, we're going to Disney, gotta get plastic.
Yeah,
flasks,
that's awesome.
They like three or four.
We don't want the metal detector to flag it.
Yeah, I know. So. I know people, they take Gatorade bottles and they fill them up with stuff too, shit like that,
I've only had a couple, like, the one here is Six Flags Great America in, like, Illinois, and I've only had, like, three or four beers there. I've had a whole lot in the parking lot, and I've ate a lot of pills and smoked a lot of dope going into there.
Yeah, tailgating all the time going to Universal, that was my thing at tailgate, and even once, I went to the Hard Rock, they have a Hard Rock.
Yeah, you got a lot of theme parks down there. That's kind of awesome.
Well, I'm not there anymore, but they have the Hard Rock venue where they have concerts, and AC/DC was there, and I brought some weed with me, and then I went to the bathroom in the middle of the like a break between the sets, and I smoked in the bathroom with the Dupe tube, so it wouldn't smell. Like I used a roll, toilet paper roll and stuff.
Nunu says in the chat room we should call up Blood of Jesus Lady and wish her a Merry Christmas.
Okay, all right. And Nunu sent in a number for Lakeisha. All right, Lakeisha Welks. Let's see her Twitter. He sent her Twitter. I'm just gabbing a lot, and not
Why
really.
Why doesn't Nunu call in? He's always in the chat room. I have never heard.
I have no idea.
I think I've talked to him. I think he was on the other day on the phone.
No, he does not call in.
He may. Be, I don't know. It'll be news
I think he was on the call, but I don't think he talked. I think he was just there.
Just there. Look at that. Yeah. What a jerk. I've been doing this for almost 7 years, and he's never called. I don't even know how
he's
old
some
he is.
He's
so
mixed colors, but you're all, like, soundboard.
All in, Nunu.
He's all super in. Weird. Like, I don't even know his real name. I don't know how old he is. I don't know if he's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a man.
Yeah. All in, Nunu.
At least, Nunu, let someone. Are you, like, in your 30s or something? Like, are you, like, a 50-year-old guy? He's rolling into pranks. Stays up till
late. He's been around since the day one that he has never called in.
Yeah, he's one of the weird enigmas. Him and Lonesome.
Yeah.
Lonesome loser,
I remember that guy.
Yeah. All right.
I remember when me and Tucker did the show for a minute. He's like, this guy usually submits calls. Sometimes he does. about Lonesome.
Yeah. Sometimes he does. All right. We're playing the last song of the show.
Hey, by the way, I got group video if any of y'all want to turn your shit on.
Group?
Yeah, I paid for group video.
Group video? Like on Twitter? I mean on Skype?
Skype?
Yeah.
So you can see my video?
Yeah, if you turn it, it should work.
Hang on, let me see. Some people on this call need to get Skype 5. Oh, really? I can do video. Okay.
Yeah. There's IG69's kicking on.
Oh. Ew, that's IG69?
He's about to.
I want to see him. The little
field's going. We'll see. I don't know. It costs like $7.
Oh, does it? Yeah, my webcam isn't connected to this one. There's IG69. Oh, look, it's black and white. Yeah, it looks just about what I expected him to look like. There you go. Laugh track, Matt, you got less hair than I thought you would have. Like you're shaved.
Yeah.
You look like that guy that shot the senator chick.
Oh, you never seen me before, dude?
I don't think I ever have.
I thought you saw our DEFCON pictures.
No, yeah, I don't think I knew which one was you. I know you were there. Yeah, are you guys going to Hope or whatever next year in New York?
Let's see.
Yeah, hey, UK Ted.
Wait, you never seen Matt's YouTube page?
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're awesome. They really are.
Huh?
It's Matt on YouTube, if you can imagine
that. Yeah, I can imagine
that. All right. There you go.
Let's do some prank calls. Let's call some Thailand, Thai food here, and we got Nunu's number also, right?
Nice, Edward. Oh, are you at work, dude?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's fucking lovely. That's so awesome.
There's that damn stapler it is that he keeps using during the show. Killing me.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Gotta get a mute for that stapler.
Yeah, anyway, speaking of work, I've got to get back to it. So it's been really good fun, guys. I'll see you next Thursday.
Bye!
Yeah.
Have a great day. Bye.
Cheers, buddy.
That's awesome. He's drinking. Oh, big Lakeisha.
IG69 is putting a hit on himself. Open on the crosshairs.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, set it up.
Goodbye.
Oh, what do you do?
I hate when they do. There's ones you can't do it anymore.
I'm on the old Skype, so I guess I don't have to.
You're on the Mac Skype. That's your problem.
Well, I'm on the old version too because the new version.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got a little. It's funny, Tucker. It's got an exclamation mark and a red circle.
Like
it doesn't work. With
you need
them.
To get the latest video.
Just saying, don't work.
So you had a mark on you.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. He's wearing
first time.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
All right, Nunu, Lakeisha didn't answer. Sorry, buddy, but we'll call Uncle Tim here, and then who was it, Blood of Jesus lady?
Yeah, that's what somebody said.
Yeah, Nunu said that. UK Ted's gone, that's right. Cunny Flaps is here. Hey, Cunny Flaps, how you doing?
Yeah, thanks for letting me on. You guys are still doing a lot on the IRC. It seems like most people have migrated over to the Tiny Chat.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Tiny Chat, you know.
Tiny Chat takes up too much RAM.
Does it?
Oh, it kills. It kills things, dude.
Yes, that's what I mean, yeah, why you can do that?
Yeah, then I feel bad because all the PLA people are hanging out in Tiny Chat, and it's. I would go in there also during the show, but it's a little too much for me to jog two chats at the same time.
Yeah, there's two IG69s.
But the majority of the.
What does that mean?
The majority of the
one is Rowan and one is the one
in Mercy.
Parallel universes. There's all millions.
Right. Yeah. One's a little bit taller. You have to.
One looks a little like skeleton robot that likes to lick pussy while it gets blown.
Fake
mustache.
Yes, hi. Is this the Thai food?
Yes.
I'd like to make an order, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're already close.
Oh, okay. What about for just meeting a man there? Is it possible still?
No, we already closed, so that means everybody leaving.
No, but just where we can meet, me and you, talk a little bit. Are you working still, yourself? When do you get out?
No, we gotta get out.
Listen, Thailand, right? You're from Thailand?
Right.
Okay, that's one of the most socially acceptable places in the Pacific, in Asia.
Okay, I'm Lady so sorry, I gotta go.
No, but I kiss you. Please, come on. That's stupid. I have weak pranks tonight. I don't know. Whoa, I just seen that one boom.
Hey, at least you're still doing it. Like, it doesn't even matter. It's the fact you're doing it.
People seem to like it. Like, we don't care. Yeah. We don't care if they suck. Just dump.
Oh, so IGN69 and I tried to do it at Madhouse the other week when you were out.
Yeah. Surgery. I still want to hear
and
that.
And that was awful.
Was it?
I haven't recorded. I have yet to... No.
Post it.
Play. Oh. I have yet to play it to hear it.
Oh, that reminds me. This week, I made a, I got a call here. Someone called the house here, the house number, and I guess they called the wrong number, for some kind of, life insurance. They were calling back, and it was the wrong number. So I called back, and I thought I was recording the very big, from the beginning, and I forgot. And the very beginning, I did the whole, you know, you're a woman, you know, you're a manager, what the fuck, you suck. And I didn't record that until she was getting ready to put me on hold, and I said, let me see if it's recording, and I had forgot to hit start record. I was like, ah, shit. So I started it halfway through, but she still gets a little upset. Let me play that here for you guys real quick.
Okay. Rock on.
If I can find it correctly here, 2:20 p.m., yeah, this is Monday. And she got real upset. I was treating her really bad, you know, and I felt kind of bad, but...
Oh, you asshole.
I missed the beginning. The beginning was even funnier, I think, but let's see. I think this is it.
Will you hold on for a moment, sir?
A big lawsuit is going to happen. Yes, I'll hold, sir. Thank you.
Hey, will you please stop calling me sir?
Excuse me?
Why are you calling me sir?
Hey, Carly, are we Mikey? Off right now? Or are we
you
still?
No, screaming? They can hear you. Let's go.
Oh, never.
All right, hang on.
Oh, I did. Yeah. All
right.
We're doing commentary. Apparently,
you're a man. No.
I didn't say I was a man. I said I'm a woman.
You have a man's name. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. You called me ma'am earlier.
I called you ma'am because you kept calling me sir. I said yes, ma'am.
That's kind of
hold
silly,
on.
Isn't it?
With you.
Isn't that silly? Maybe you would say, "Excuse me, sir. I'm a man, not a woman. Accident. You made an accident." You would say.
Hold, sir.
Auto insurance costs. All of our
carriers
offer discounts for combining these coverages.
I go forward a little bit here.
Available. Yeah. Your tentative school.
Finley, you have.
Oh, here we go.
Mr. Finley?
Yes.
Okay. Amy said that you all had sent new bank forms to Jackson National Life Insurance Company to update your banking information, and the forms that you had are. They need different ones. They've changed their forms and require a different one. And the insurance company is happy to take care of that information over the phone with you. But it's just so that you can...
You people.
Did you or your wife update that information?
You people messed up again. Big time. Big time messed up again. With the papers. And the phone calls to the people. You messed up again big time. I'm very, very upset. You should be very, very ashamed of what you've done. Shame on you.
All right, sir, I'm trying to help you.
You shamed her.
And you can call Jackson National directly, and the woman will help you over the phone.
That's the problem, too, is the woman this and the woman that.
The lady that's at Jackson National, I do not know her name.
Well,
that's her phone number and her extension.
The thing, you call and all you get is women answering the phone over there.
That is the problem.
Well, women work as well as men do, sir.
Not as well. They work also, but not as well, if you follow.
No, I don't follow.
Because women don't have as smart business acumen like men do throughout history. And within the last few decades, then they get a little bit of power and this and that. And, you know, the liberals start letting women work. And then we have a situation where you're the supervisor here. And the mistakes start happening.
Oh, probably. We've not heard of feminism.
Well, I doubt anybody's out without mistakes, and Jackson National updated their forms, and obviously we weren't given the new forms. We're happy to take care of that for you. If you'd like for me to give you the number, I know that Amy gave it to you on the phone message.
Well, Amy made a big mistake. Amy called the wrong person on the phone.
The wrong person?
I'm not the person she's looking for.
You're not the person she's looking for.
She dialed the wrong number. So I'm calling back to complain.
Hang on.
And Amy needs more training on the telephone.
You're looking for.
She's finally getting it now. She's like, wait a minute.
I'm trying to find.
Amy left a message on my phone, and I'm not this person she's looking for.
Okay, so you're not the person she's looking for.
Then I call Jackson Hewitt, whoever it is, and they threaten me on the phone. They threaten me.
They threatened you? How so?
They said they were going to steal my information and give it to the whole world to see, the guy told me.
Sir, you know, I'm happy to try to assist you. If Amy left a message on a number that wasn't the person she was trying to reach, then you can actually delete the message and forget about it. Obviously, she looked up the wrong person. She usually looks it up by the policy number. And so I can get to the bottom of that. Let me contact.
She's still thinking I work. I'm one of their clients, but they call the wrong one. But I'm not. She's still not getting it 100%. But at this point, she still thinks I am one of their customers, but they called the wrong one. Like they looked at the wrong record, not knowing that the lady, this Amy, had called the wrong person altogether. It's still getting there. Hang on. Yeah. About 3 minutes left.
It's funny. Mm. She says sir the way that police say gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, before this, you missed because I was calling her sir the whole time, and she's like, please stop calling me sir. Excuse me. And she calls me ma'am. She's like, ma'am. I'm like, I'm not a ma'am. You know,
she was like, tit for tat, nigger.
She's all over. She was all, I got her real riled up at the beginning. But
like I'm saying, she says sir with that same sting when the police are like, this gentleman that is accused of something.
Sir.
Jackie just fatigue himself.
Yeah. Like when they pull you over and the first thing they ask is, how you doing today? Yeah. You know, you're like, yeah, fuck you. Like, how you doing today? Like, fuck you, how am I doing today? You know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I know why you fucking pulled me over, you dickhead.
Because I'm whacking off behind a school bus.
Yeah,
because
I was speeding.
Again.
Well, my house is on fire.
Artie.
Karen, would you like to have her on the phone with you and I?
Well, maybe she dialed the wrong number, an accident.
I'm getting another beer.
Yes, perhaps so. Is your last name Finley?
No.
Because when I came back on the phone, I said, Mr. Finley, you said yes.
Well, I was just leading you into a trap of the spider web.
Okay. You know, I can pretty much tell this conversation is not going anywhere. And so what I'm going to do is...
Well, let me ask you this. What do you sell life insurance there?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you have to offer? Maybe I'll get one.
Sir, I don't think we'd be able to help you.
Yes, you have to. You know, there's laws that say if I'm asking for information and I'm looking for a sale, you can't deny that. But you guys could see yourself in quite the litigious situation if you deny services to me. Why would you even go there? I know these laws.
Why, you know, if you're so angry at us, why do you want to do business with us?
Because maybe God had a plan for her to misdial that number and call me. What are you typing?
See here.
You're typing secrets?
No, I'm just pulling up your file in our system.
I don't have a
file. It's fucking hell, dude.
It looks to me like...
No.
And your wife's name is Rachel?
No.
Okay, well, then, obviously we called the wrong person and you have my sincere apologies.
It's about to get really weird now.
Weirder than typing secrets and God's plan.
Yeah, you're about to hear.
Hold sacred everybody's personal information.
We hold these these truths to be sacred. We hold these truths to be sacred. Don't touch it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna end the conversation now.
Can you just explain? Can you just explain a little more to me while I need like maybe just another minute. Hello.
Jackie? Did Amy not email forms to you or to your wife?
No. Did she send? She sends them by email. She normally emails her stuff.
Oh, you're whacking.
Jackie?
Pardon me?
Does she normally email her stuff?
Are you in Pennsylvania?
No.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to call this phone.
Wait a minute. I have an important question. Just a few more seconds. Would your company, you should sell life insurance?
No, she's gone there. There we go. Yeah, I hear my cat in the middle of this walk-in. Hear my cat there in the background. Like, what the fuck you doing?
that was kind of awesome.
Anyway, you doing with the people? Awesome.
Yeah, no, I didn't really do it, Tuck. God,
I know.
Of course not.
I got banned from Tiny Chat for pulling my dick out too much.
What?
Well, there you are.
Not Tiny Chat, Chat Roulette. I kept getting a 15-minute ban.
I thought that said that was for.
Isn't that what Chat Roulette was? Yeah, I was going to say. Isn't that what it's for?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
Apparently, I was more offensive than usual people because I would get the 15-minute ban.
That was some pretty offensive people on there. I don't know. I guess not anymore, but not like it used to be.
Well,
when it first came out, it was bad.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Yeah, I was sitting there, like, drunk at 6 in the morning.
It's still over there.
Sunlight's on my cock. Here, let's show it up.
Oh, my God.
Is it still over there?
I don't even know. I don't think so. I think everyone got tired of it because it was, like, you know...
Yeah.
There's another version of it. There's another version of it that's, like, you know... Yes, you can jerk off on it. You know what I mean?
Or is it?
Yeah, they made a different version. Someone else made, like, I think Dark Stranger has it. Dark Strange Face, whatever.
It's Omegle or something.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I see a lot of the videos of the little broads on motherless.com.
Oh, okay. Well, remember Twit. Twit, when it first came out. Did you see that on Twit when Leo Laporte was like, oh, let's check out Chat Roulette live, and, you know, oh, this is
real.
No,
but...
and then people kept saying, no, they people jerk off on it, careful, and he was like, show it live.
Leo Laporte's the shit.
Yeah,
he's
but...
Like,
yeah,
such
yeah.
Yeah, he was, like, talking, you know, like, this new Chat Roulette thing, and everyone was like, you're gonna get dick, you know, and then sure enough, like, all of a sudden, they go to another one, and some guy just starts jerking off, and like, oh!
Yeah.
I think, like, what's his face? Calacanis is on that episode or whatever. Fucking Jason Calacanis.
I miss fucking Tech TV.
Yeah, man, dude. That's, I stumbled on Tech TV. I was unemployed, like, now, but it was, like, for a whole year. And I did nothing. Yeah. I would wake up in the morning and I would wake and bake and I would watch Mallrats, like, every day.
Yeah.
And then,
Twitch,
TV, my fucking sailboat.
But then in the afternoon, then I'd watch Screensavers. Like when I first found, I was like, "This is awesome!" And it's live. Oh my god! Yeah.
Did you ever see the Phone Losers on Screensavers?
Yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
For the changing signs or whatever, the street,
yeah.
The road signs.
It's Martin's story. No, it's about getting a number redirected for tech support and saying, like, what kind of gerbil do you have inside your computer?
Oh, okay.
And then Martin Sargent was like, I don't want to say too much because I don't want them to fuck me.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It was fucking neat.
Yeah. Martin Sargent kind of disappeared. I haven't heard about him in a while. You know,
dude. I loved the show he was doing for a while.
Remember his live show, and then he had the podcast. That was pretty good. Yeah, but
he would go like the internet weirdos, like the guy that wore the rubber.
Yeah,
shit.
We pranked him on this show. That guy, the rubber guy, once or twice. I called him. I said his rubber guy was cheating on him. He was like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That guy was cool. We called up what's it, Kevin Mitnick the other day.
I heard, who was it? Wasn't
Samantha.
Samantha was like flirting with him and shit. Yeah.
It was weird. I wrote him on Facebook and I was like, it's nice talking to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Friend requested him, and he sent me like, yeah, it was cool, and sent me a little smiley face, yeah. And that accepted me.
That's cool. So. Mitnick.
Yeah.
And
he
then,
was like cool.
I said something crazy to either Mitnick or Waz recently on the phone show. I forgot what it was.
I wasn't on the Waz call.
I think I was on, I think I said something really nasty to Waz. I'm pretty sure it was Waz or Mitnick. One of those two I was on, and I said something and
I
got upset.
Because I was in there. Yeah. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I remember. It was one of those episodes. And now that I think about it, it's pretty fucked up. I really respect Waz.
Yeah, I know.
I think I said something really nasty to him. I don't even remember. I was pretty drunk.
I still feel bad when people fuck with the old Captain Crunch. I'm still like, he's awesome to me. Like, yeah. I can't ever say anything.
Oh, never mind. That's who it was. It was Captain Crunch I messed with. Yeah, my bad.
Like, I can't say anything bad to him. Yeah. You know, I'm still whatever.
Well,
you're
it's like,
awesome.
Well, Tuck knows,
that,
right?
That interview was kind of weird because he was kind of strange.
Well, Tuck knows, right? Wasn't I messing with those old guys, the old ham radio guys on the Twit Network?
Yeah,
right?
That's different, though. That's those hams. That's Twit TV, Matt, do you watch that? That's basically Tech TV.
No.
Especially Tech TV.
Oh.
It's Twit.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, dude, yeah, Twit.tv, yeah. Man. It's
NSFW is our show.
Yeah, Leo and all the old Tech TV guys. Everyone's there, man. Kevin Rose. So, well, Kevin Rose, he shows up a lot. Sarah Lane.
NSFW is
a
comedy show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Rose is killing the what is Dignation, right? Like,
I think this is the last week of it. I think this week is the last episode. They're doing a live New York thing, I think, and that's it.
Like, I loved it. That was always, like, a very fun show.
I got burnt out for some reason. I used to watch it religiously, and then, like, for the last year or so, I never really... every once in a while, I'd watch it, and... I don't know. One of my favorite things to do was to, like, put it on my, you know, get the newest episode, newest Dignation on my iPod and go to a Chinese buffet and watch it while I stuff myself full of food.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know why. I used to always do that. I always used to do that. I don't know why. What it was. I have a lot of memories of Dignation and
meat.
Chinese buffets.
Yeah, it's cool, dude.
You get it in like
it was
you get
fun.
It in. Yeah.
And I can't like watch it if I'm not drinking. And a lot of Chinese buffets don't have booze. Some do though.
Well, yeah, the one I used to go to, they had Tsing Tao beer. You get it. I get like five Tsing Tao beers.
That's good.
Yeah, Tsing Tao's not bad. All right, UK wake up call. Let's do it.
Okay. Is Tsing Tao? Is that the with the little like gold dragon on it? Is that?
Yeah. Hello, Richard.
Hello,
Richard. Is Richard?
No, it's Diane.
Oh, hey, Diane, how you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Is Richard doing okay?
He's fine, thank you. Yeah, he's just in the shower at the moment.
Oh, he's in the shower? Oh, they just get finished porking you?
No.
Oh, when was the last time he was porking you? Oh, man.
No, that's the end of that chapter. Yeah, I know. Throw the scarf.
Well, she was too... I didn't wake her up. They were awake already.
Yeah, I know. He's up showering, motherfucker.
Bullshit.
He's doing his thing.
I got some numbers in the sky by am.
Okay.
He's got some numbers in the sky by am, whatever
Skype
that means.
I am. Skype instant message.
Oh.
Sky by am.
Oh my god. Did that show a couple weeks ago with him? This what it was. It was me trying to interpret what he said. Every time it was just nightmarish.
Richard.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey.
How you doing?
Who is it?
This is Cross. Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm over here. I'm at 112.
I thought you got the wrong number.
No, I'm your neighbor. I'm about two doors down.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. Listen, hey, I need to park a caravan in your yard there. There's one. How much would you charge me if I parked my caravan in your front yard for a few days, just for the weekend?
Well, I can't think at the moment. It's only 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, no, there's a family of Irish travelers. They're going to be staying with me. I'm going to be sleeping with the wife. We're having a sexual thing, but they need to park the caravan on your property, and I'll give you money. You know.
No, thanks so much. So.
Well, listen, can we use your toilet?
No, thank you.
Do you have a toilet?
No, man. They're so fucking polite. Yeah. It's like hard to be mean to them.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
They're like, no, thank you. Very early. You call some fucking hillbilly in America and they'll want to fight you.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Richard. He hung up quick. He's on our little game.
Gotta accuse him of killer robots.
Sure.
Building killer robots are always fun.
So what did you and IG do any pranks at all that night or whatever when I was facing down?
I'm sure they listened to a lot of ringing numbers.
Yes, that's really what it was.
Wow.
It was me going, what? IG 69 and ringing numbers and missed calls and...
And do-do-do, we're sorry, that's
that's what it was.
And Jen was just recording them for this is recording.
Great.
That's awesome. I like Jen. Jen's cool. She's my favorite of all the chicks on around here.
She's a cool fucking broad.
Yeah. Dahana. Yeah, hi, Dahana?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, listen, do you have horses there?
We do.
Do you rent them out?
No, we do not. We only do horseback rides, guided horseback rides.
Oh, can I just be alone with the horse for a while?
No, I'm sorry. You're going to have a wrangler with you just because the horses that we have, they are not trail horses.
Mm-hmm.
They're horses that we actively compete on, so.
Yeah, but I was thinking maybe I could just spend some time with the horse and talk to it. I was going to bring some apples.
Oh, I see. Can you hang on for one moment for me? I'm going to pass you to someone.
Oh, okay. Passing me around.
I'm going to piss.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was wanting to spend some time with a horse for a while.
Okay. You mean you want to go out on a ride?
Well, just to talk to the horse and touch it and give it apples and tell it it's a nice horse.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't offer any kind of programs like that. You may want to try to call, like not a lot of stables or.
And do they let you touch the horse?
You know, I don't know what their programs are.
Oh, well, what you guys don't have anything where I can see the horse with a boy horse with a girl horse.
Okay, that's weird.
No, just to see them. It's beautiful. They love each other. You know.
Yeah.
Do you have boy horse? Do you have boy horse and girl horse that love each other?
Where are you?
Hmm?
Where are you?
I'm in Honolulu.
Wow, okay. They have a lot of horses on Oahu that you probably see.
No, you guys have not beautiful horses, right? Oh, man. that's kind of weird.
Stop creeping the mail, Carly. Jesus, really.
Oh, God. You're my wife now. Told me what to do.
You're going to have to black his eye, too, buddy.
Well, oh, shit.
If he's going to act like a wife, he needs a black eye.
Shut up, woman.
That's why I'm laughing at that.
Anyway, yeah, dude, I don't know if you caught my comment, but Veronica Belmont, right before NSFW, did you watch that talk? Did you see mm-hmm. her? Mm-hmm. She was whispering olive juice on camera.
Really?
Oh my god, she looks so hot. I don't know what it was. I don't know. And like Brian Brosher said, just whisper olive juice, and she's like going olive juice like that, and she just looks so fucking.
You got a little simmy.
I told you.
Who is this broad you're talking about?
Veronica Belmont's like one of those tech TV. She's Techzilla
on Revision 3.
Yeah, just video game.
I know Techzilla. Okay, yeah, I can do that.
her. Oh my god.
She's with the last name Belmont, and I keep thinking she's out of Castlevania.
Yeah, she's Simon Belmont's sister or whatever, I don't know. But yeah. But oh man, she was just, I guess that's something. If you have a girl whisper olive juice, it's supposed to make them look really sexy. I didn't even know that, but they had her do it, and I messaged Tuck. I said that I would eat her pussy for 5 hours straight if she just kept doing that.
Yeah.
You were probably wondering why I sent you that.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, I would just eat her after 5 hours straight. God.
Yeah, did you just put it on a loop and just whack to it?
It's on YouTube. You can go there.
No, it was right before they started recording the show. Oh, so then I was like, fuck, I want to see it again. Oh my god. Can't wait.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Jason.
What?
Olive juice. Will you say that? Hello?
Who are you?
Yeah, this is, I'm another Jason. I'm calling other Jasons around town. There's a rumor going around about me and a horse. Did you hear?
The horse.
Yeah, there was a horse in town. A horse came riding in the town.
What town?
The Manchester.
Manchester?
Yes. And I, supposedly people are saying I got on top of the horse naked. And I ran through town.
This is not Jason number, mate. This is wrong number.
Well, there's a Jason who supposedly is running on around town on top of a horse naked. Was that you? That's the big rumor on TMZ.
This is not a horse, Jason number. This is wrong number.
You're Jason on the horse.
I'm Jason.
Yes, you're the Jason who was naked on the horse riding around town.
No, I'm not Jason, okay.
Well, I've got pictures of you. You want to see them?
You've got pictures of me.
Yes, I'm going to fax them to you. Are you ready?
What? I love you.
Did you get that?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just waking you up, Jason. Twisting your titties a little bit, taking a piss out of you.
I'm not Jason, okay?
Who are you?
You're not Jason, number.
What? Huh?
He's an immigrant.
Yeah, stupid monkey. Hang up the phone, I command you.
What?
I command you to hang up the phone.
You're what's ruining Britain, immigrant.
There he goes. Good point. Good point. Guys, I don't know if you've seen it. I shared this with RBCP, but... That Danger 5, have you seen that? Danger5.tv?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. I haven't seen this week's episode.
I've seen the trailer. I haven't watched the, like, whole
thing. Yeah, go find the first one.
Yeah, I think they're up to 3 episodes. I haven't seen the third one, but I saw the second one.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
The second one's funny because it's the one where they're in a plane and, like, some silly shit happens. It's just really funny. Yeah, you gotta watch it. Yeah. I got. You know, I think I'm gonna watch that.
It's the same guys who did Italian Spider-Man. Did you ever see that?
I didn't see that, but I've heard of it now that this one's out. Whatever it is that we're.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a trailer, and then they started making episodes too. But the trailer.
IG-69 needs help.
Well, I'm sorry. Help. Okay.
Stop living in the crosshairs, then, man.
Should we
stop putting your eyes right
in the shrimp, or what kind of help does he need?
He's weed.
He needs help to not get shot, apparently. He's in the crosshairs.
Well, he lives in Brooklyn. What do you
like,
expect?
All you need to do is just stay to the left. Like, you can just stay out of it, and you'll be all right. Just ventilate your room.
All right, listen, guys. I think this is the last prank of the night. I believe so.
Put the towel under the door.
Video feed is buffering. Says that life is hard enough. The video feed is buffering? Oh, shit.
Fuck the video feed.
Fuck the video feed. What do you guys care anyway about the video feed? Look at me.
Yeah.
Bunch of perverts.
I have a motherless.com hot pink sticker on my netbook.
Oh, Jesus.
You do not. Do you really? Oh, wow. I'm going to get one of those for my job interviews.
I can't. I might get to show you with a mirror. Maybe.
Does it have a picture of the girl in a sweater or whatever?
No, it's the new month. Let's see if I can do.
Look at you, your technology. I got mirrors. How do they work?
Fuck. Oh, there. See?
Huh? Nope. 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 Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep.
All right,
that's it.
Whatever.
Motherless.com, that's one really of the one. I haven't been there in a while, but one of those sites that just, when you're done watching it, you just like, God, what's wrong with me? I feel like,
yes, exactly.
It's a bad one.
Yeah.
And my buddy bought stickers from it. And he's like, wow. I want some.
Why would you want anything to buy?
I know. Why would you have that, like,
that paper trail like that, man?
Exactly, Cornel, yeah. Why would you even...
I felt like that when I bought a Pirate Bay hoodie from the Pirate Bay.
That's okay. That's not all right.
That's more trendy hipster. Like, ooh, look at me. Yeah. Naughty.
Yeah. Buddy. Can't even find it. But I was still, I'm like, I'm giving the Pirate Bay my credit card number. Like, I was one of the idiots when I had money. Like, when they were trying to buy that Z-Land, I gave them money to try to buy that shit.
Oh, they were trying to put the servers out in the ocean or whatever or something? Yeah. Anyway, alright, well, we're done. I'm done here. And, I just want to, thank everybody. Milkman's not around. I never called him back. I feel bad now.
It was lovely. Thanks for letting me on again, buddy.
Thanks for being on. Anytime. Goodbye, sir.
Yo, I thought that website you were talking about before is terrible.
What?
The website you bought the tickets from?
Yeah.
The website you bought the
sticker from? Alright, just me, I know.
The website you bought the sticker from?
Oh, motherless.com. Oh, you're not going
to
teach me.
You don't need to go in there, young man.
You don't need to go there, no.
Go to bed and do your homework. Go to bed and do your homework.
Yeah, that's it. Don't go to motherless.com.
Yeah.
I bet
you gotta check it a couple times a day because they delete the real shitty thing quickly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, there's
some crazy shit on there, dude. Anyway, all right, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
God bless.
See you, man. Left Track Man, IG69, Big Talk, UK Ted was on.
Highblaze.com. You can go there.
Highblaze.com.
Talk. You get any more revenue from that calls I've been doing?
Revenue?
Yeah.
You mean you're like, money? Are you like giving me money from your calls?
No, did anybody else go to the site?
Oh, I don't know.
The radio station calls.
I haven't checked any of the numbers that Jade, my guy here, does all that stuff.
Check your numbers, guys.
Okay. Rock on, fellas.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Alright, hanging up on you guys.
Yeah,
I'm going RBCP style on
cheers.
You.
Alright.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Let's see what we do.
Kisses.
Oh, you're gonna kiss this. Shrinks my dick every time. Thanks everyone who sent in numbers, including T-Rock, Emma Royd, UK Ted, Bob the Flamboyant, Racist, Barber, Zyklon, and that's it. All the people who were on, Gregulate also, thank you. Was on tonight. Lonesome Loser was sent in one last number for Roger Cross. I guess I'll call Roger Cross Lonesome Loser. Oh yeah, Evil Artie was on too. That was good. Thank you. Slow show, but you know what? Not a bad one, I guess. We had some fun. Could be worse. Last call of the night here.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Roger Cross.
Hello?
Yes, Roger Cross.
Who's calling?
My name is Valente Cross from the United States. How are you?
You're from where?
I'm from the United States and my name is Valente Cross.
So what are you doing calling me?
Well, because there's a nasty rumor about me here in this town and I'm looking for family members to talk about me in a positive light.
Well, I'm very sorry. I have no idea who you are.
Well, you're a cross. You're a member of my family, okay? We go back, me and you, for the same ancestors. Now, listen, I'm in the local newspaper here. I'm running for United States president, and I was touching a horse in his private parts, and they caught me. So now they're talking.
You're allowed to give me your number, and I'll call you back.
Were you sleeping?
Yes.
Well, how come the TV's on? What's going on?
I don't know where you're coming from.
Well, listen, I'm running for the President of the United States. I'm a politician. And there's a scandal now. Valente Cross. That's my name. And there's a scandal because I got caught masturbating a horse. So I need my family to come on TV and talk positive about me. And since you're related to me, then I was hoping maybe you can help me out.
Well, I'm obviously not related to you, I'm afraid.
We have the same last name, you stupid twit. Come on. Yeah, cunt. We're all of us not related. Obviously we are. It's not what your last name means. It means you're related. Last one. And he just left it off busy. Okay, we're done. Everyone visit madhouselive.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Check out the archives. Send in your prank requests. Participate in the Madhouse poll. That'll be changing this weekend. I think we got a winner there. I don't want to check it now, but I believe we have a winner. A strong enough vote for the title of the next prank call CD thing. I'm tired. My eye hurts. So I'm going to go. God bless you all. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you here next week.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Y'all right out there? Oh, yeah, so, you know, we just came through to check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying, us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here, feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Hit me.